Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey, spit it out your mouth.
What it do, people? You dig? K100 Internet Radio. I'm having some fucking audio issues. Let me get my motherfucker audio together. Oh, yeah, here we go. I'm reloading! Trick! Hold on, that shit's too loud. Let me get everything straight back. Alrighty now. Here we go. Welcome to the show. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzard. I got my co-host, T-Rage, in the motherfucking building.
Yes, sir. On time.
T-Rage is on time, everybody. I didn't have to match him. Also, I got my homeboy, Boogie, in the motherfucking house. You understand? What's happening, homie?
What's going on?
Oh, you ain't gonna hear nothing until somebody starts talking in the headphones. He's like,
what's
happening? Yeah. I got my homeboy, hey, Boogie, in the motherfucking building. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? From the A50
yes,
by way of the ATL. You understand what I'm saying?
I'll partner.
Right. I'll partner them. Episode 52, you understand? Now, before anybody got there, let me go ahead and assassinate my motherfucking self.
We was on 53, but we was on 52. We speed.
My bad. My fucking bad. I had a mix up in scheduling. This show was supposed to be 50. Well, yesterday's show was supposed to be 52. Whatever. We did 53 yesterday. Fuck it. We on 52 now. So, kill Blizzard for fucking up the goddamn episode numbers.
So, Monday we'll be on 54, nigga. We still in the fast lane.
Right. I just can't just act like 52 just don't exist. I can't just be like 50, 51, 53. Nigga gonna think I'm fucking retarded.
Yeah, like you trying to count.
Right. And we know that's not the truth. We're a little crazy. We're a little crunk. But we fall for stupid. All right? So, once again, episode 52. Life as a side piece. P. Red, you ever been a side piece?
Yeah, I love
you ever
that.
Matched somebody else, old lady?
I'll
be tight. Damn whore. Boogie, I don't know. Boogie's not really going to be too engaged in this conversation tonight. He's just here.
Even though.
He's just here.
Even if they tell me they had an old man and they had an old man.
Now, you can't count that. We're going to get into that. You can't count this. We're going to get into the rules
man,
and regulations.
I'm so.
No, we got to get into the rules and regulations of being a side, an official side piece.
You ain't even write a fucking synopsis yet.
I'm just saying, because you was about to say, even if they did, you can't know. You was not a side piece if you really didn't know.
Oh,
you was an unknown side piece. I'm talking about, this show is about motherfuckers who know damn well they the side piece.
Oh, hell yeah.
This is what this show is about.
What will be your definition of a side piece?
If your mother, if you fucking somebody who married or got in a committed relationship, yeah, sure. You a side piece. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people know.
Yeah. But you got it. We got to know the side piece. We talking about everybody who know damn well they the side piece, not just unwittingly.
17-year-old fucking married woman.
God damn it, man! I guess you want some applause for that. Here. I guess you want some fucking applause for that.
Hey, I had to learn, man. You know, she wanted that young sweet man.
Well, we got the show coming up on Cougars in the future. Her coming up. We're going to talk about all these goddamn old-ass women out here mashing all these young dudes. What's up with that now?
Hey,
when did that become hot?
Hey, y'all old niggas know y'all ain't doing shit right now, man. You know, we been them, you know, man, we got them in the pretzel, nigga.
Shit, but them niggas 21 goddamn been hot, been in the motherfucking 30-something over, nigga. We ain't immune to that shit. Hey, nigga, you 35, 36, nigga, your old lady might be mashing her a 19-year-old. I'm just saying. That's how it's going down now.
Shit, you
these bitches out of control. Y'all out of control!
Alright,
man.
I'm finna talk over.
So, we finna go ahead and run down the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. I fucked that up because you jumped in the middle of fucking
I already
reading the number.
Do, nigga.
You say we in the building after the second we in the building.
Hey,
we got to coordinate this shit.
Hey, can you count? 52? 53? 934? Oh, blah, 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 blah. Let's get it, nigga. We in the building.
kill my co-host. 347-934-0966. Let me go ahead and break it down to the show, then I get into the synopsis of what we're talking about. And then, we know, when people start filling up the lines, we'll jump it off. All right? K100 Internet Radio is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. You understand? We do music. We're an independent record label, studio. We artists and producers in our own rights. You understand? Graphics and the whole nine. You feel me? With that being said, we are a platform for underground independent artists to present their music out to the people for the low, low. You understand? We spin indie music, indie hip-hop, and indie R&B. We may stretch outside the genre, but we try to keep it in that unless it kind of fits. All right? That being said, the email to the show is k100internetradio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100, radio@gmail.com. If you know any artists, or if you're an artist that does music and it sounds good, you know, shoot us your MP3 and a link to your website, whether it be, it could be a MySpace or a Facebook or whatever. It don't got to be nothing professional. It's an MP3 and a link to your website so we can see your visual, and we'll review it and we'll spin it. All right? If it's hot. You understand?
But
it needs to be great quality. Because, but what, P. Reg?
If it sounds like shit, we must.
We're not going to be able to do it. But for the most part, man, we pretty much take off submissions. We know you ain't going to sound like you're coming out of $1 million studio, you understand? But what we do expect is some great music, some great concepts, you know what I'm saying? It's a pretty decent recording quality because it don't cost much to start a studio nowadays. This ain't the 90s. You don't need $50,000. All you need is about a stack or two. You got your studio up and running. So we expect for you to perfect your craft before you send it to us. We may not be FM radio, but we do got some standards. That being said, if you know anybody that's into music or whatever, tell them to send us, once again, the MP3 to k100radio@gmail.com. That's the email address. Also, if you have any suggestions about the show, we got one suggestion. I may ask that particular question that one lady sent into the show, but because it kind of sort of fit this, I might throw that question in the back end. Anyway, that being said, we're on Facebook, we're on MySpace, and we're on iTunes, all right? We want to be your friend. We're an internet radio station, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's the official website. But you can find us by way of MySpace if that's your preference. If you're on Facebook or if you use iTunes, if you're an Apple Gadget user, like you got an iPhone or an iPod, all right? Go to either one of those places. Do a search for K100 Radio. You'll find us. On MySpace, we myspace.com/K100Radio. On Facebook, you go to the main page, search K-100. When you see the middle finger, that's our logo. You understand? Middle fingers up. That's us. You understand? Now, for all you Apple, iPod, Gadget users, iPhone users, all you got to do is go to the iTunes store, go into the podcast at the top, and then put in K-100, and you can find us. Hit the subscribe button, and every time you plug your iPhone and your iPod in to recharge it up or sync it up, you automatically download the latest episode and all past episodes.
Yes.
This is episode 52, which is actually we're on 53, but we've been through that already. All right? So you got a lot of catching up to do, man. Now shit is off the chain. We live with it. But now you can take us on the go. You understand? So download us if you can't catch us live. We air live Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. You understand? We know that's a funny time slot for a lot of people, so we got a lot of people who catch us after the fact and listen to the replay and download it and take it with them and go to the gym with it or whatever. However you support us, it doesn't matter. We appreciate it. Thanks a lot. We got over 3,200 downloads and plays in 3.5 months. We're going on the 4th month at the end of this month. All right? Jumped out on these motherfuckers. ASAP. Okay.
Stop it.
You still going, you still doing it. But please, be our friend on Facebook, like our page, be our friend on MySpace. And if you got an iPod or any kind of Apple gadget, please go to the podcast. That helps our stats tremendously. Please go to the iTunes store and sync up with us on the podcast. Alright, so we gave you the rundown of the show, you feel me? Once again, I'm your host, Blizzum. I got my co-host, P. Reg, affiliated in the building.
Man, all the time, partner.
And I got one of my homeboys all the way from the Bangin' Bay up in the A with us. You understand? That live in the A now, too, also.
A-5-0.
A-Boogie in the motherfucking building. What's up? Holler at the people. So we're going to be giving our opinion about what we're talking about tonight. And while I'm on it, let's go ahead and get this motherfucker crunk. You understand what I'm saying?
Right,
I'm going to read the synopsis of the show. You need a rundown of the show. I do this on every show, people.
Ah, right. Let's go.
Episode 52. Life as a side piece. Okay. Now, here goes. You ever been the side piece? You know, Have you ever kicked it with someone who was either married or in a committed relationship and you knew that they was in one? Keyword, key phrase, you know. We talking about side pieces who know they the side piece tonight. Not people who didn't know. You feel me, Dad?
But you know.
But you knew you was the side piece. This is who we targeting tonight.
The other nigga or the other female.
Right. And you know that's who you are. And you good. All right? Now, have you ever done it? That's the first question. And if you have, what was it like? Now, if you have never been somebody's side piece, how do you feel about people who have been a side piece?
Can't knock, well...
If you were the goddamn wife or the girlfriend, yeah, the fuck you can. You know what
nigga,
I'm saying?
Hold on, if your wife is, nigga, you what? I don't want you thinking like a female right now.
But I'm just saying, man, Rita's not. What the fuck you talking about, man? You gonna have a problem with that if if it was a nigga. You ain't gonna have a problem with a nigga smashing your old lady. You might not want to fight him and go out like a hoe, because goddamn it, your bitch shows
you.
I'm not gonna do that anyway.
You know I respect
you
anyway.
I know, I'm just saying, but nigga, you ain't gonna goddamn just be like, oh, well. You gonna have a little problem.
Man, you know how I feel about that shit anyway. You're not gonna get it. Fuck it.
We'll get into that later.
Okay then.
Damn it, man.
See, my heart don't feel like everybody.
I'm just saying, you might not confront. I ain't saying you gonna confront him. I'm saying, nigga, you gonna feel a little ways about it though.
Come on, man.
You homie, man. This is K100.
But you already know how I feel about that though.
I'm just saying, dog. You gonna feel a way about it.
I'm gonna feel a way about it. Free.
God. Jesus. All right, here we go. And as I was saying.
I'm going to my brother all the on the L.
Okay.
Really? Who has that?
I mean, so the question is, okay, so back to the synopsis. Now, you know some people prefer it that way. I mean, when you're the side piece and you know you're the side piece and everybody involved know you're the side piece except the motherfucking goddamn other motherfucking spouse or whatever, you get to have the person for all the fun, but none of the hassle. Now, of course, men are absolutely willing to play this role more than a woman.
Up to now.
You feel me? That's just the way it is. But nowadays, there are a lot more women who are openly willing to be the side piece. Actually, in fact, they love it and prefer it that way. Are you one of those women? See, if I'm a guy, I get to smash it all I want, and I ain't really got to cake out and pay no bills. So that's basically a goddamn win-win for a dude. You feel me? I get to do whatever, we get to have all the fun, do all the fucking and digging, and when it comes time to goddamn pay some motherfucking shit, I'm gonna need for you to call your motherfucking man. You understand what I'm saying? That's the beauty of having them being a side piece when you a guy.
It's the beauty.
That's the best part of it. You know what I'm saying? Because when you got an old lady, you know, you got responsibilities, bills, you got an answer to her ass. If you just a side piece and she got a motherfucking husband, I wish a bitch would.
Yeah!
Ask me a motherfucking question, bitch.
Well, let me ask this.
You got a husband. Kill your goddamn self.
Let me ask this in the synopsis, man, while we already talking about it.
What?
Why we already talking about it?
What?
Kill the motherfuckers who do cross the line with that shit.
Right. If you're a side piece and you crossing the motherfucking line into thinking you the main, we gonna kill you every time. Everybody, y'all, I'm telling you, we cocking and loaded over here for you motherfuckers.
And look, are you laying in the bed with him? Or her, and you trying to convince them to leave the person they motherfucking with. Come on now.
Just do you. Be the side piece. Stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Okay, let me finish this now.
That's how we feel.
I'm just saying. Stay in your lane. We talk about people who are know they're the side piece and have accepted that role. That you embrace it. We talking to you.
I love it.
It's some of you motherfuckers out here.
It's like a nipple.
Listen, the names of people will be changed to protect the innocent tonight. When you hit the number one, I just open up your line. You feel me? I'm going to say, caller, caller. I may just say the beginning of your damn fucking three. And just goddamn keep talking until I say, yeah, you. Because I don't want nobody jammed up tonight. You understand what I'm saying? Because some of y'all might be actually side pieces right now. You know what I'm saying? Somebody might recognize and they be suspecting they old man been mashing something. They suspecting they been mashing you. A lot of people listen to this show. We didn't get the 3,200 downloads in fucking 3 months without nobody checking us out. We only got 52 episodes.
Hey, and we had
3,200 downloads.
And we had some great tall wrestling,
arguments and all kinds of stuff on the show. Hey. So I'm just saying the names will be changed to protect the innocent. So please, don't be scared. Hit us up, 347-934.
Boo 1 and Boo 2.
Hold on, no. Boo.
What?
Some women come up off the other side. Of
that's right.
They're getting caked out.
That's right. We're getting into that. 347-934-0966. I'm going to get into that right now. Where did I stop at? Oh, yeah. Guys pretty much like it that way, okay? But like I said, now women are the same way. It's a sign of the time. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the names may be changed to protect the innocent. That's pretty much the end of the synopsis, all right? So we're talking about being a side piece. Have you ever been a side piece? Are you willing to be the side piece? If you haven't been the side piece and you're not willing to, how do you feel about people who have? You understand? Do you feel like anybody who's a side piece is a hoe? You can call them a hoe, but sometimes you might need to put the word smart in front of it. I'm just saying. You feel me? Because I did say that niggas don't got to take you out when you're the side piece. But then again, like my homeboy Boogie said, sometimes the men take the side pieces out because they're the side piece just to shut them up. How you doing, Tiger? Hey. I'm gonna teach you some game, Tiger. This is where you went wrong, homie. This is where you went wrong, Tiger. Go ahead, B. Go ahead, B.
Hey, don't call up here with that Mary J. Blige and that Monica shit if you know you really doing this shit.
What?
I don't wanna hear it.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
Hey, you know Monica got a song called Side Piece.
Sideline Ho. Oh,
Sideline Ho? Yeah, like, yeah. You know Mary J. I'm just saying, don't call up here with that Mary J. and that Monica shit knowing you the motherfucking side piece.
If you've been to Side Ho, and you know you the side hoe, and you even felt like it was wrong, I want to hear from you. If you been a guy on the side, and you really just didn't embrace it, but you did it because of whatever reason, I want to hear from you too. 347-934-0966. Now, I'll start it off myself. I'll speak in the past tense, because right now, I can be anybody's side or whatever, because I'm single. You feel what I'm saying? So, right now, me personally...
That nigga mashed potatoes right now.
I really don't care... I'm not dealing with anybody that's in a relationship or anything like that right now. But if I was, say I was. And in the past, I have. You feel what I'm saying? I done mashed, you know what I'm saying, some people who was in relationships before. You understand what I'm saying? And for me, I ain't going to lie. At that particular time when I did it, it was the sweetest goddamn thing ever. You feel what I'm saying? Because it was like I just said in the synopsis. I pretty much get to do whatever. All we do is have fun. We ain't really got shit to argue. What the fuck we got to argue about? It's the only time you need to be arguing with the side piece is in when feelings start getting involved. And at that motherfucking point, goddamn it, pump your motherfucking brakes. Somebody got to stop me. This shit again too deep.
Hey, you know what?
You can't be getting feelings from me and you got a motherfucking husband.
But you know what that, when feelings start to break up, you know what that, you crossing the fucking line.
Yeah, you crossing the line. Once again, please don't cross the line. If you're the side piece, stay in your lane. Pump your fucking brakes. If you're going to be the side piece, do that. Don't be trying to motherfucking call up to the goddamn wife's job or call to the motherfucking house. You the side piece. You knew you was the side piece. You took that. Now, because your feelings evolved, you can't be changing the rules. That's a whole other discussion, and we'll get into that deeper. But right now, I'm just talking about I have been the side piece before. And me personally, I motherfucking prefer it that way. You feel me? It was great. Especially if I'm single. If I'm single, that means, and I'm really not wanting to get into a relationship. Because one thing about being single, the more you kick it with somebody, if y'all both single and she a female, the average woman, if you a cool enough guy and you mashing their ass right, they gonna start having feelings at some point. You feel me? Now, if they got a man at home, you ain't really, even if they get some feelings, they already know. You already know, nigga. You already know what it is. There's really nothing you can really do. You're not going nowhere. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? A lot of people just got down. I'm talking about people who they cheat with their side pieces. They know they ain't gonna leave their husband. You feel me? Because of financial security or for the kids or for whatever fucking reason.
We helping y'all niggas out. We helping y'all niggas out.
We y'all know y'all, you know you ain't going nowhere. So you got to
side. We helping y'all out, nigga. We helping y'all out. We keeping your girlfriend or your wife happy, smiling when she come home.
Right, right.
She ain't that mad at you no more.
Right.
Cause your check was shot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Cause you went to the strip club or your child support. I mean anything. It could be anything.
Now
we helping y'all.
Now, what we have to understand about the way things have changed now, and I think the reason why more women are willing to be the side piece, probably more so in Atlanta, I think it's because they outnumber. You feel what I'm saying? I think it's just a sheer number of women in this particular city as opposed to men. And so some women just be like, look, I need something. I just kick it with whoever in the meantime. Yeah, they probably still looking for a main old dude or whatever, one-on-one. But in the meantime, they ain't got no problem with smashing somebody's husband. You feel what I'm saying? Just to get by, just to hold off. I mean, this is how it is. And hey, I don't know how it is nowhere else, but it go down like that here. You feel what I'm saying? And a lot of times, I think it's just because, hey, now women are more sexually open and they openly admit that they like different dicks. Now, you feel what I'm saying? Some women do it and have a little side piece because their man can't fuck right. And some women do it just because they got that hoe gene, that nigga gene, and they just like to fuck different shit. They like to mash other shit. You feel what I'm saying?
They like that feel.
Yeah. You know, it's various reasons. But if you are a side chick and the guy is got a woman, you feel what I'm saying? The women that really just, the ones that I know for a fact, I've had conversations with women that fuck with married men. You feel what I'm saying? And they just say, man, actually, They don't even want, they kind of want some nigga shit. They're like, I don't even really want no old man, really, because I don't want to have to answer this nigga. I want to be able to go out and go and come as I please. I don't want this nigga checking my phone. I don't want to have to goddamn go through all the, just the same thing niggas go through in relationships. They don't want to go through that shit either. But they want some dick. You know, they want to, you know what I'm saying? So what they do is they get a married man.
Hey, but you know the
and
funny
just bash him and send his ass back home to his wife.
The funny part about that shit is
that's how
when you are the side piece and you know you the side piece,
uh-huh.
It's like you don't even sweat it. You just wait on the motherfucker to call you. It ain't like you finna be calling that motherfucker next.
If you a real side piece now.
That's what I'm
if
saying.
If you keeping 100, you keep your stay in your motherfucking lane.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you
like
stay in your lane. You know
like
what I'm
when it was me,
right.
Nigga, I was like, shit. I didn't look for that motherfucking telephone number every day, but when I saw it, nigga, I already knew what it was.
Exactly.
I was like, oh, Slurpy Burt.
Yeah.
Married chick. Oh, she right. Finna get loose with a nigga today.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's good because you don't see the side piece often, so you don't get tired of them
yeah.
as much. Because they can't really get away. They got to goddamn take care of the kids and go do her. You really, you only imagine a true, if you really a true side piece and she really all in with her dude, you feel me? You just really
a true side piece.
You imagine her max once a week, if you lucky.
Hey.
If she can get away.
Hey.
Maybe twice, but yeah. You don't get tired of them because you really don't get a chance to master them.
A side piece I was fucking with her husband was a tow truck driver.
Oh, well.
Dad! I was loving the gift.
Now, once again,
I was loving the gift and everything. Nigga.
Let me go ahead and put the disclaimer out here. This shit can get you killed. Let's just go ahead and just goddamn keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? This type of shit that gets you killed, this type of shit that gets you beat up, this type of shit that gets you...
Hold on.
Get you really jammed up now.
Hey, but listen,
I'm just saying, but we just got to put it out
there. Hold on. It will, but hold on. Stay. But look.
Tow truck driver coming home.
Hold on. I was just going to say this shit, though. This is what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
It's just certain rules. It's still rules to the sideline shit.
Right.
Like, I knew when I was smashing up, bitch, I'm not fucking you over there.
Right.
No way. No.
Don't let that. Hey. Don't be. If you decide, motherfucker, don't be smashing the motherfucker at their house where their old lady and old man is at. What the fuck is? Why they can't go to your house? You single. You the side piece. Or then again, what if y'all both got somebody? Y'all got the side piece together.
I'm saying,
somebody got damn it busted down the middle for the room.
That's what I'm saying. Hold on.
Don't be going to each other's house. That shit should get you killed. I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So I'm like, nigga, every time, nigga, I'm hoteling it out. You know what I'm saying? I smashed her a couple of times in the back of his car, back.
Oh, in his car?
Yeah, in his car.
I can get you killed, too, because he know his car.
Man.
Oh, that's risky.
We're on two different sides of town now. And then when I was smashing that nigga, it one out of a million, nigga. One out of a fucking million.
What you mean, one out of a million? What you mean?
Hey, I'm talking about for him to just know that his car was wherever the fuck it was at. Nigga,
yeah.
like one out of a million.
I don't even want to be in this nigga's car. You feel me? Yeah. I mean, I'm just telling you what I'm saying. You feel me? I got kids.
But listen, hold on. But listen, let me tell you how. Hold on, let me tell you
how. I just did that while I wouldn't even need to be in this dude's car for no reason. I wasn't even doing that. But it was innocent, but still. Yeah, I don't even need to be in your car.
But listen, let me tell you how I felt out, though. Y'all, man, this shit is stupid crazy. This, man, look. I had a homegirl that, you know, I used to trap in apartments over there and shit. We all used to be over there playing cards.
Right.
The funniest shit was her husband was fucking one of my homegirl friends.
Don't try this at home. Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
And I'm fucking this nigga wife, but I didn't know it was his wife.
Well, see, that don't count.
How about listen? When he come over there, we going somewhere else.
Right.
Just probably on Fridays and Saturdays, you know what I'm saying, the nights we playing cards.
Right.
The only way I found out, nigga, that nigga invited us to a fucking cookout.
Right.
And I saw the fucking car, I'm like, that's like fucking...
Right.
Saw the car, he got down smashing.
Right.
And we walked around the house to the back, and the nigga was like, oh, what's up, my nigga, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
This is my wife, nigga. I'm like, that shit's so sick. I was like, oh, how you doing, Miss Lady? You know about it? But let me tell you, hey... The funny part about the shit is...
Did she panic? Did she see
it? No, she ain't panic. I mean, we kept it cool. The funny part about it, though, why we really stopped fucking around was the bitch got mad because I didn't tell her who her husband was fucking, but bitch, you fucking me. Real talk. That's just how it went down.
What the fuck is wrong with this retarded hoe? Yeah. Why would I goddamn tell on him?
She was like, how you know
you
about
here,
her
husband?
You I'm like, that's what I thought. I'm like, shit, bitch, you spend his money motherfucking on me.
Right.
You fucking me and everything, and you get mad at me because I'm not going to, man, come on, I ain't even that type of nigga, man.
Right.
No, so how you going to get mad with him and both of y'all doing the same thing?
Right.
Man, fuck this nigga, let me get on up out of here. You know what I'm saying?
All right, we're 866, that's the number to call in to the show. You feel what I'm saying? We talking about side pieces. Are you a side piece? Have you ever been a side piece? You feel me? Some people prefer it. If you prefer being a side piece, if you ever have been a side piece, you know, I hope all my people that normally call that I know have been a side piece, don't hide tonight, please. Don't make me goddamn use the dial-out feature on your ass. Give me my phone. Fuck it. I see now how it's going to happen.
Hey,
no, give me the phone, Pete.
No,
I know I need Rolodex. I'm finna call these motherfuckers.
No.
Now they don't want to call tonight.
I'm
dialing them out.
Man, we ain't even in the second hour of the show. Can we at least wait the 9?
All right. They better give this motherfucking line by fucking 5 minutes from now. I'm calling their ass. I see everybody on the line right now, but everybody's sitting back listening. Nobody wants to hit the number one and talk to me about being a side piece. If you want a side piece, you hit the number one anyway. Just tell me what you think about somebody who being a side piece.
Well, guess what,
would you be the side piece?
A lot of folks in relationships right now that are unstable or kind of like that,
right.
They started out like that. And they just went, but a lot of them wish they could just go back, really just being that motherfucking side piece. Like you say, it's less stressful.
It's just
less
stressful.
Motherfucking headache.
It's all the fun. It's all the fun and none of the drama.
But you do more when you're a side piece.
And still somebody's feelings get involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you do more when you're a side piece than you actually in a relationship. You constantly doing different shit when you're a side piece. Like y'all constantly going out. Y'all, it ain't the normal.
Well, depending
you
on what your situation is, because if you're a side piece, nigga, we can't go out nowhere.
Exactly.
Depending on my relationship and what I got going on, I might not be able to be seen in public like that.
No, we saying if you're single. That's what we saying, right? If you're single.
What? No. No. If you're a side piece and a motherfucker married, nigga, that don't you depend on it. They depend on their situation, because sometimes, nigga, it's going to goddamn be the only place I can see you in over here at the house. See, you got to understand, some goddamn people have side pieces that's just for goddamn fucking. There's just some dick, and there's just some goddamn non-committal dick. The dick is good. You ain't got to work. A lot of these motherfuckers, know this nigga married. He ain't going to be matching 3 or 5 bitches a lot of times. He going to goddamn, you feel what I'm saying? So, quote-unquote, safe. So they want to because he quote-unquote safe.
Until he find a new side
piece. Because he got a lot of hoes because he got a wife. You feel what I'm saying? They cut down his numbers, so then they fucking him because of that.
Until he find a new side piece and they feelings like, oh, nigga, I'm going to try to fuck you up.
Well,
because my shit's all the show.
But if you really just mashing and all she is just some different pussy for the sake of having different pussy, nigga, why you cutting her off? If she's staying in her lane. If the only thing y'all ever do is, goddamn it, when she hits you, you like, what's up, come through, you go through, she ain't trying to go out to the movies and be seen and get you jammed, fuck all that, she just wants the dick and you go home. And that's all she wants. She don't really want no boyfriend. She just want to get mad.
Well, that's a cut butter to me. I ain't really know
it's, but if you got, but if you're in a relationship, then you're a side piece.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's
see.
More like a cut.
That's like more like a cut butter.
She's still your side piece.
Not really if it's a cut butter. You dig
it. Yeah, I mean, a cut butter.
That's just like a cut.
Right.
That's all y'all doing
all
is just
going,
cut. It's like a cut butter.
Y'all got.
Nah, let's get. See, now we
gotta
clear this whole.
Yeah,
thing.
Y'all go out and
tag.
Well,
you don't gotta go out with a
side
piece.
I mean, side
piece. That's what a
side piece.
Listen, if you fucking a side piece is a side piece of pussy, nigga. Period. If you fucking somebody outside your motherfucking relationship, that's your side piece.
No, that's what a side piece.
Y'all taking it too fucking far.
Okay,
no,
bro.
You got a motherfucking girlfriend on the side. I'm talking about
like a cut.
Well, it's different kinds of side pieces. I call them both side pieces.
Yeah.
One side piece is the kind that you. I don't listen. If I'm motherfucking married and shit. And I got a relationship, I got a girlfriend. Any of my side pieces, we ain't going out. I'm not going out. We ain't hanging out. Okay? We is fucking and that's it. That's
your
all
cup,
you here for.
That's your cup,
I'm
buddy.
Going out.
That's
well,
your cup, buddy. But hold on, when you
she's still on the side. What the hell are you talking about? She's still on the is she not a bitch on the side? Is she not the bitch
that's
on the side?
Is
she
a
bitch on the side? This is what I'm saying. Damn it, man.
Hold on.
Okay, now we gotta ask everybody what the difference. What's
hold on.
Somebody hit number one.
Listen.
What?
Yo, this is what niggas do with side pieces. When they in relationships and committed relationships, everybody, you just, a cut butter somebody, you just, hey, nigga, shit, come on over here and fuck me, goddamn, blah, blah, blah. Go ahead on. Your side, nigga, take trips with their side pieces. You know what I'm saying? They take trips with their side pieces.
Oh, so if you married,
that's what you do with your side pieces.
You finna, hold on, you finna take a goddamn trip. Out of town with your side bitch.
That's what
niggas
do.
Huh?
That's what
niggas
do.
That your side piece
that's
is like,
I,
hey, your side piece is.
Side piece. If you truly a side piece.
If you, your side piece is damn near like your motherfucking person that you staying with. You know what I'm saying? That's what a side piece
is talking about. That's
right.
Not a side piece.
Right.
That's your, you got a fucking girlfriend on the side. That's a fucking... Listen, man, if y'all going all out of mother... Listen, oh, goddamn it. If y'all going all out of fucking town and trips and shit, that's your fucking... You got a girlfriend on the side. I ain't talking about your girlfriend on the side. I'm talking about...
No, your girlfriend... No, I'm saying your
girlfriend.
Okay, well, girlfriend... Hey, hold on. Girlfriend... If you
got two main chicks, nigga, you going all out trips and shit. Well,
but that still be like the same. I mean, girlfriend, side piece. I mean,
that's what it is. A girlfriend is a side piece.
Yeah.
When you married,
yeah,
it's a side piece. You talking about a cut, but I'm talking about a fucking side piece that I'm fucking.
That's
I'm not talking about a cut.
Why? Is that the only thing
y'all doing? Because I don't go out. If I'm married, I don't want to go out with you. I don't want to be out in the public with you.
You don't have a cut,
okay.
Not really.
Yeah.
Side piece, nigga, I'm not finna be doing all that extra shit with side bitch.
Hold on.
I'm really gonna be mad.
Hold on. Just like Mookie said, and look, it started off being, I'm in a committed relationship and we got a girlfriend on the side. They took the word girlfriend out and nicknamed it side piece. That's why you have a side piece and a cut buddy.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
It's a big difference.
Except you take this motherfucker. But I'm saying
you spending time with your side piece like she your motherfucking
old
lady.
Side piece, you may not even hit every time, but you just, you know, you may just.
So this is what y'all. So what y'all trying to tell me is, damn it! What y'all trying to convince me is, I can't call nobody a side piece if I got an old lady and I'm cheating with her. I can't call her a side piece unless I spend an enormous amount of time with her.
I'm not saying that. But I'm saying if you got an old lady and all you doing is every time you get with this woman, it's just straight cut, dry and fuck. You got a cut buddy
on the side.
You know what I'm saying? That's just your cut buddy. Yeah, you got a cut buddy on the side.
You heard the song? I just
said,
yeah.
That's okay. You call her. Listen, man.
So fuck friend.
You call her a fucking cut buddy when you fucking single and. But if you in a motherfucking committed relationship with somebody else, nigga, that is your side piece that you cut. It's still your side, bitch.
No, it ain't.
What the fuck are you calling it? You can't just call a cut, buddy, nigga, if you unless you single.
She still could be a side piece,
boo. I'm opening up the line. 569, you hit the goddamn line. Is that Dre?
That's me.
What up, bro? What's going on? Listen, you hear this fucking shit over here?
Man, hey, I want to put you on one more.
First off, I open up the line to the caller.
Tonight,
what the fuck we just talking about? Everybody, listen. Everybody, welcome to K100 Internet Radio, episode 52. You understand what I'm saying? Life is a side piece. But before we even get to the fucking discussion, these motherfuckers trying to tell me what the fuck a side piece is. If I got a motherfucking relationship.
Nigga don't know.
I do know, nigga.
Hey,
let's hear what Fred got.
Go ahead. Wait.
They got you, dog. That's a piece of booty.
How the fuck they got me?
That's just a piece of booty, dog.
Exactly.
But it's still a bitch on the side.
It's just a piece of booty, dog.
I gotta go all over the town with her and all that, but she just a bitch I'm fucking on the side.
That's what a side piece.
Anybody who has been a side piece, please hit the fucking number one.
A side piece, and you finna go, y'all going somewhere.
Let me know what y'all
I have. Side piece going somewhere with
him. I mean, I ain't saying you can't go nowhere ever, but I'm just saying. I ain't saying you can't go nowhere with it, but I'm saying majority of the time you spending with her is you fucking her.
No.
You might go out every night.
Y'all frequently going places. Y'all frequently going places.
You having a full place affair now, nigga. Now you really cut
that. That's a side piece, dog. I tell you what.
If your significant other catch you with that other motherfucking bitch on the side, the bitch on the side are just, oh, it's okay because you just was fucking her.
She gonna know if she get caught, nigga, you confess. If you're a dumb nigga, you confess all the shit you was doing. She gonna say that was your side bitch. She ain't gonna say your cut, buddy, and that you was fucking. She was like, oh, you were doing the same shit like you were doing with me with her. Y'all went here. Oh, yeah, nigga, that's your side bitch.
Fine, whatever you want to call it.
If
you was fucking somebody that was in a committed relationship and y'all went to the.
Man, I wish a woman called up here because.
Well, we got somebody that's on the line right now. We're gonna go to the 850 next. Somebody raise their hand. It might be a chick.
So I'm saying, hey, I need my brother Blue to get up on this game right now.
Ain't about to get up on my game, nigga. I don't goddamn feel the need to motherfucking take the side, bitch. check what the fuck I said in the fucking synopsis, okay?
Yeah,
if you don't put that out, why I got to fix the note for you? I got to ain't all like that I would cake out.
No.
But you on the side.
Hold on,
we don't really got them do too much, but fuck. I'm just saying.
No, y'all
that's
do
me.
Not bust
that's
fault.
Me.
Y'all
that's me.
That's your cut button.
That's your cut button.
You say, hold on, hold on. Hold on. The bitch is on the side. I don't give a fuck if she my cut button on the side or my girlfriend on the side. She on the side.
Cut button.
She on the side.
If you just
cut buddy on the side. I don't give a shit. What you gonna call it? Why y'all gotta be so fucking sad? God damn. I'm like, man. Okay, you call it that or whatever, but I call anybody that I'm fucking outside. If I got a motherfucking wife and I'm fucking a bitch, that's my bitch on the side, man. I'm on the side.
Hey, okay, hold on.
You see, I'm mad at you, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, don't be mad because you live all this family. You don't get mad.
Oh, it ain't tricking if you got it, huh?
No, hey,
here you go, fucking fuck. Fred! Fred!
Hold on.
These niggas are still.
Hold on, wait. I ain't here all the time. I'm just gonna break it out. This is what it is. Now, we ain't saying that, nigga, you gotta pay her motherfucking bills every month, pay her. Nigga, a side piece, even if your shit fucked up at the house, you know what I'm saying? Are you going through some goddamn, some times and shit? Or just say your car went down or your motherfucking tie might go flat and your motherfucking wife might be at work. She might can't get to you. But you got a side bitch that'll be like, oh shit, don't worry about it, baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to come over there and bring them little goddamn $50, $75 to get the car towed. I'm going to do whatever I got to goddamn do and I get what you on goddamn Friday when we do whatever we motherfucking do. Okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? But a cut, buddy, you ain't finna get that out your cut, buddy. You ain't finna get that out there. Put $50 in there.
You were shooting about $50.
No, I'm just saying.
You've been mashing it for 6 months.
No, not a cut button.
Trips to Jamaica.
Oh,
but how you gonna explain that, Lucy?
I'm just saying. That's what side PC though.
Fred. Hey, Fred.
Yeah.
Fred. Okay, forget. Anyway, whatever you want to call a side piece, whether you consider a side piece somebody that you fucking or somebody that you spend money on and spend time with or whatever, at the end of the day, have you ever been a side piece? Have you ever been mashing somebody old lady?
Yeah,
back in the day. I mean, you know, you ladies, yeah. Talking back in the day, hell, goddamn, you a grown man, you meet your goddamn old lady to goddamn how long? Virgin, goddamn, you better fuck it, trying to start with shit. Just saying.
But look, how much time you spent with him, Fred?
Fashion, what did y'all got together?
We cut, back then, ain't nothing but cutting, really.
So was that did you consider her your side piece?
No, she was a side piece.
What? You had a side piece.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, I ain't tell you to say all that. You gotta be careful, you know? And the names are gonna be changed next instant, you know what I'm saying? We talk about it in the past.
I thought you need to take off your socks and shoes and walk away.
But what y'all did most of the time was y'all just had sex, basically, right?
Yeah, basically.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so.
But all right. I ain't consider those side though. Like I just said, that's just a piece of booty.
Yeah,
well,
booty meat.
All the side that you hear.
Booty, regular.
Man. All right, man. So I wanted to ask somebody. I really want to know if you have been inside. Have you ever been somebody else's side piece?
But did you?
Well, you matched somebody and you was their side piece. You feel me? That's the question.
Hey, I'm saying, I
want to talk to people. Have you done that, Fred?
Been somebody else's?
Have you been kicking it with a chick and she had an old man?
Oh, yeah.
She was a nigga on the side, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what all did y'all do together?
We ain't do nothing.
But just mash, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You was Fred aside? Was do it aside? What?
No, Fred was
that was
cut.
The outside
was
dick. That's
cut.
What we gonna call
Fred
him. Outside
cut
dick.
Button.
That's what
it.
Fred was. Oh, man.
Fred was her cut button.
Okay, well, anyway.
So you get with Fred,
how did you
all
feel?
She wanna do is cut it.
Okay, whatever. How did you feel about that? How did you
me?
Feel about it? Did you like it? Was it a great setup for you?
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
Yeah, because why? What was so great about it?
No issue.
Exactly.
Look,
no,
y'all ain't
no
to sit here and amen all that side of it. Man, tell me it's not.
Hey, no worries, dog.
Yeah, but Fred, when you consider that to be a cut buddy instead of more or less, when you consider yourself to her to be, she was more or less, a cut, a cut buddy for her.
Okay, listen, whatever. You liked it, right? You enjoyed it, right?
Yeah.
It was
good.
Yeah, my friend is like, let me call my little cut buddy. She ain't finna say I'm gonna call my little side piece. You know, that's all y'all doing is cutting.
But I'm saying, y'all must have missed what I said when I said what I said.
What the hell did you say that I ain't?
Hey, when I said I used to motherfucking love the shit and the motherfucking guilt and everything about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew for a fact I was the motherfucking side piece.
Right.
When she motherfucking got with me,
right,
nigga, it was motherfucking, oh shit, what you want? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Nigga, take me to the mall. I'm to my everything. Just goddamn, oh, you know, goddamn, you my boo. You know what I'm saying? Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, hell yeah, I'm cool. But I never really had to face the fact of doing all the motherfucking shit that a husband had to motherfucking do. Like, I didn't motherfucking have to go pick up the kids. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had to motherfucking pay the motherfucking bills.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? All the shit over there.
And that was the beauty of it, right, Fred?
But it was a couple of times like
Fred.
Shit.
Fred,
you know, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm calling this fucking show and don't be listening to what the fuck we saying.
Damn it, Fred!
Kill it.
Fred,
okay. I was on the game, my bad.
Oh, this nigga, you fucking PlayStation junkie.
So I'm saying it like, you know what
I hear what you're saying,
like,
though.
That's why you... What? You better get off that motherfucking game for you be the victim of
that. Hey, I can tell you what. I want to know anybody.
Okay, what's the line? We got a woman hitting the number one. Ladies, all these fucking goddamn numbers on the goddamn L. I know it's some fucking ladies out here, and I know some of you motherfuckers with side pieces. You hit the fucking number one.
Somebody
got their hand raised. I'm going to go to it right now. Fred, so you said you like it, basically. You like it, baby?
Yeah, I loved it.
You smoke right now. Play that game. Press the button. X, O, square, circle, rectangle. Nigga, do it.
All right. Stay on the line.
Okay.
I'm saying, like, when I was kicking it for her, nigga, even though I had a cut buddy, and I was fucking with more than one, but I knew I was her side piece, nigga, her cut buddy wasn't taking me the motherfucking rap along with the buddy.
Nigga, you just had two... Nigga, you had two goddamn side pieces. You was side piece to two bitches, right?
No.
What you saying?
I had one. I was the married chick side piece.
Right.
But I had plenty of cut buddies, though. That all when we got together, the motherfucker might be like, hey, you were just fucking with a whole bunch of other broke hoes. But this bitch wasn't even spending her money. Now
I'm
spending her motherfucking man money on your monkey ass. You just had a whole bunch of broke ass cut buddies, so they couldn't take you, nigga. That's all that shit was. But you were spending this nigga money, so that's why she takes you out. Hey,
but
you were
fucking bought all of them.
Hold on.
God damn it, man.
Hold on. I had a cut buddy that used to work at the airport. Was a supervisor.
This shit's ridiculous.
Was a supervisor, but all she was my, and she had stupid money. But she was at my cut buddy.
So what you saying?
I only fucked on Wednesday.
You fucking
at after the club on Wednesday. Watch out for this dick.
But you fucking at my host and now you telling me that you're not a side piece unless you're getting broke off with gifts.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's the difference between a cut buddy and a side piece.
This nigga only contemplating what I just said. What are you contemplating?
I mean, you would say a side piece would be getting broke off, just like he just saying his side piece was breaking him off.
Uh-huh.
You know, even though
a side piece is more like you in two relationships at one time.
Exactly.
That's just what it is. That's what a side piece is. Yeah. It's damn near you got two relationships.
Out of control. Go to the
I'm going to the callers. Yeah. Shay was up first, then 6-7, and Coco Smooth, then Veronica. We're going to everybody.
Now I want to hear that.
God damn it, Shay. Are you hearing
What's
this
up?
Shit?
Yeah, sure, y'all are tripping me out. I was like, let me charge up my phone so I can call.
Hey, first of all, these motherfucking niggas on some other shit.
Hey,
what's up,
T-Rez? Hey, you better tell, if you ain't never motherfucking kept it K100 tonight, you better keep it K100 tonight.
Well, you know I'm going to keep it K100 all day long. You know that.
So last night, go that motherfucking blizz. Stop here and tell me this bullshit that I know about.
Exactly.
Go on with it, baby.
Listen. All right, Shay, first of all,
tell the truth.
All right.
Now, what does it got to do with me, man? Everybody always tell the truth on the show, no matter what. Listen, Shay, have you ever been a side piece?
I have, that's kind of a difficult question. I don't think I was a side piece because we was just kicking it. But he just happened that he did have a girlfriend, but he wanted to leave her, but I didn't necessarily want to be in a relationship with him. It was just, see, scenario was, me and dude, we used to work together.
Okay, did he have to, did he have to conceal the fact that y'all was fucking around from her?
Yeah, but since we worked together, so I was just like, I just openly flirted or whatever. I mean, that was on him. So
did
I wasn't
you openly
like
flirt with him? And did you call his phone and he got on the phone with you and talked while she was sitting right there?
No, he did. He called
okay,
her
you
and said he wasn't coming home.
You was a side piece. You know you're a side piece.
I was not a side piece. All we did was just mash. That's it. That's all we did.
Exactly. I'm kicking you, motherfucker. I'm killing.
That is it. All we did was just mash.
There you go.
You
from my standpoint, I was just single. He just happened to, not be loose with his attachment.
What, Shay, what?
I said, from my standpoint, I was single, but he just happened to be not be loose from his attachment. You know, it ain't my fault he couldn't do what he needed to do.
Listen, man.
She was just breaking him off.
I mean, we just had like some little lunchtime. We'd just be hanging out, flirting, whatever. And he'd be like, well, what you going to do at lunch? I was like, I'm going home. He's like, well, can I stop by? I'm like, well, yeah, come on.
That's it.
10, 15 minutes, we getting in right quick, going about our business.
There you go.
That's a cut.
Wasn't nothing more than that. Wasn't nothing more than that. He didn't come over.
Dude,
we didn't like hang out. We didn't do nothing like that. He was just filling a void.
See you there, man. Listen, man. Y'all, okay, fine. Whatever.
Now, as for the other, no, I've never been a cut buddy like outside of that kind of situation.
Hey,
like,
we about to
kick
this up.
So it's
about to be P Reds and A Boogie up in here.
Oh, what's up, A Boogie?
Questions, Scott. Please ask you the main questions. Okay.
Did you like
that setup? Was that convenient for you?
It was convenient for me because I was like in between cut buddies, so I was just like, that's all I was wanting anyway. So you know what I mean? It worked for me. But see, the thing was, when they did like kind of stop working, I guess I kind of got like morals. I was like, well, damn, if he has a girlfriend, I guess I technically shouldn't be doing this, or whatever. But then he was like trying to get too clingy and too close, so I was just like, we can't do this no more.
Oh, so he started breaking rules then. He started breaking the fucking goddamn rules.
Yeah, he started like, why you don't call me? I was like, I'm not supposed to call you. You have a girlfriend. But, why you don't do this? Why you don't
do
that?
Oh, so you were just fucking with a pussy ass nigga. Okay, all right, my bad.
Yeah.
I guess this was his first marriage around. I don't know.
This nigga's ill.
Okay, look.
Hold on.
Broke all the fucking rules.
Hold on. Watch you on the line. This is all I'm saying right here. When you meet a female, or when a female meet a male, and they openly tell that other party that, yes, I have a man, or yes, I have an old lady. What do you want to do? Do you want to be? It's already understood if you want to just cut or you want to do more than cut. Because if you're doing a little more than cut, then you being a motherfucking side piece and not a motherfucking
cut. What are you talking about? You're not going to the movies now and again. Yeah, you go to the movies every now and again.
Not with your cut buddy.
You don't do that with your cut buddy.
He was probably looking for more, but she didn't want that.
No, you ain't got to be looking for it just because you take a bitch to the movies every now and again. If your whole family, everybody live in Clayton County, if you know about Atlanta, and goddamn it, every time you goddamn go out, every time you mash out and she live in Gwinnett, and y'all may goddamn go out to a movie or goddamn out to the goddamn restaurant on that side of town, I'm saying that's not, but you talking about taking trips and all kind of extra shit.
Hold on, I'm going to say this.
I'm just telling you.
She paid for it.
Hold on.
Not paying for the side bitch to go to goddamn.
When I had a cut buddy.
Who does that?
When I had a cut buddy, nigga, that's all we did. It wasn't no, we finna go to the movies. We finna do this. It was already understood.
Like Jay said, she stopped by the nigga's house.
And all we did was cut.
He stopped by her house, did a little thing or whatever, and that was it. Just cut, that's
she
it.
She was still a cut buddy he had on the side.
Yeah, they were cutting, but they no side piece, though.
She still was cut buddy on the side. I'm just saying, y'all just
cut butt on the side, but that's still not side.
Because
some of them, you might, some bitches that you fuck with on the side, you might go out with them, and some you might not, but still. I mean, you still, it's somebody on the side, nigga. Period, fucking point blank. I don't give a fuck what the hell none of y'all motherfuckers say on this goddamn show.
Well,
it's a motherfucker on the side.
Well, you shouldn't have had this show because you're
wrong.
Why
not? I don't know why not.
That
motherfucker on the side, ain't she?
No, I'm saying, you motherfucker.
And she on the side.
Open up the line.
Is that Jermaine
Bitt? Open up the line. We'll see.
We're going to the next one.
We'll see.
All right,
by the end of the night.
All right. I'm going to keep listening to y'all.
Okay. Is this Coco Smooth?
Hello. What's going on?
What's going on, Coco Smooth? You've been on here for a minute. Veronica McNair, you next. All the rest of y'all scary motherfuckers, just stand by and listen. 347-934-0966. Go ahead. First of all, Coco.
Okay.
If you in a relationship, right, and you got somebody else that you fucking outside your relationship, ain't that somebody you fucking with on the side?
Nah, that's just like your fuck partner, you know, your pet buddy.
Are you fucking them on the side or not?
Thank you.
Is that strictly just, you know, fucking, you know, nothing else.
So you can go home and tell your old lady about that. Right?
You can't do that, but I'm just saying.
Why the fuck you can't? If all you're doing is fucking, why you can't tell your old lady about it? Why you can't tell your old man about it?
You still not gonna tell your significant other because it's still being disloyal to the relationship, you know? But I'm just saying, it's not like you having a whole committed relationship on the side. That's like a side piece. If you just fucking, that's all it is, you know what I'm saying? It's just wham bam.
First of all, How can you have a whole nother committed relationship on the side?
It happens all the time. It's like a fucking affair.
I'm just saying that's just stupid.
People do it every day.
I know, but that's stupid. You know what I'm saying? I understand what y'all saying. I know that happens.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, let's just get this shit out in the open and understand what I'm saying. What I'm trying to tell y'all is, I don't want to be, if I'm the side motherfucker, you feel me? If I'm fucking with another bitch and she got a husband and all that, me personally, I don't know about the rest of you people. I don't know about what the fuck y'all talk about on the fucking phone and these two niggas tell. If I'm the nigga on the side, I don't want too much from you but to mash you and goddamn man. If you want to pay for it and go on a trip or whatever, that's on you.
Right.
I'm not going to pay for it or whatever, but I really don't feel the need to do all that kind of shit with you because I'm on the side. All
going.
I really want to do
if you pay for it, she's going, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm not looking for that and I really don't give a fuck about all that.
That's what we're trying to say.
If she don't do that, I'm still a nigga on the side. She still ain't gonna tell nobody about me. I can't reveal to the husband.
Okay, check this out. Okay, just because you're saying that. If she paid for it, right?
So what?
Okay, listen what I'm
but
saying.
I'm not.
Listen. Go ahead. She paid for it. She got damn corporate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She traveled with her motherfucking company.
Right.
She fucking you on the side, but.
Right.
You a side piece. Oh, I'm going out of town for these men today. I'm going to tell my husband, you want to come on and go with me.
I go, but I'm not. I wouldn't do that, though.
You know why you wouldn't do that?
That's what kind of nigga I am.
No, because you not the motherfucking, you not the head of that motherfucking side piece right there. You don't have nobody. She got somebody. That's the difference.
That's
you single.
You.
That's what I'm saying. So, just say y'all motherfucking go to Jamaica. 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? 4 months down the line,
mm-hmm.
y'all might go to Alabama somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Just say she buy you a couple of shoes. She buy you a couple of motherfucking outfits.
Y'all acting like I've never done that. I had that. I've done that. But what I'm saying is, that shit don't make... Listen, everybody paying attention to the show. Everybody listening to the fucking show, listen to what I'm saying. I have been that nigga on the side that has got that from somebody. I have been the nigga to go out of town and take trips with the motherfucker, other motherfucker, and I'm the nigga on the side or whatever. But what I'm saying is, I feel like I was a side piece to that bitch, and I was also the side piece to the bitch who all she wanted to do was come over here and get this motherfucking goddamn good dick because her goddamn husband dick was trash. I was that bitch side piece too, nigga. Even though we didn't go no motherfucking trips and shit, I was that whole side piece too.
Okay,
nigga.
So you
I was just her side dick on the side, but nigga, don't matter. I was still that big side piece.
Okay, you want to kind of go on together? Look,
that's what the fuck I'm trying to tell you. That's the whole fucking, you feel what I'm saying? Y'all trying to tell me that ain't the side piece. The fuck I wasn't. I couldn't got there. That bitch couldn't got there to tell that nigga what the fuck going down. That bitch had to lie and say what the fuck she was at when she was out there with me.
It don't matter, nigga.
I'm still that nigga on the side. What the fuck is y'all talking about? Y'all is fucking tripping, man. Coco Smooth. Anyway, Coco, have you ever been to side piece?
Have you ever been to side piece concurrent?
Nah, I don't do the side piece. I mean, if I'm gonna do it, I just need to be in it. you know, 100. If I'm just going to be, you know, hopping around, I'll just be single and just have, you know, fuck partners.
Right. So, I mean, you would just have fuck partners, but what if you meet a dude and he got a whole lady and you fuck him? You know, you stop.
No, I wouldn't fuck him. Why would I mess with him that he got an old lady? I have to settle for, you know, less time or whatever. Why just not fuck somebody on a regular day or whatever?
And now we're getting to the meat and potatoes of the show, because a lot of women don't want all that goddamn extra motherfucking time. I want all the motherfucking ladies on the line.
Well, you still can do it like that with a single person.
Huh? What's
that? You still can do it like that with a single person, you know?
Right.
You ain't got nothing to do with nobody that's in a relationship.
But
you
got less of a chance of
the but you say
you
look at she's saying
what?
That she don't want to fuck nobody else that got somebody else because blah 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 whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's like she's looking for a motherfucking relationship.
Because
no, I'm saying not a motherfucking cut, buddy.
Yeah, I want
not a motherfucking fight.
This show ain't for her. This show is for these motherfucking women out here who don't even want no relationship, but they want some motherfucking dick. So the best way to get some dick
is to fuck somebody
who got an old woman. So you ain't got to worry about this nigga trying to fall off. In all that, because he already got the family, got all that over there. All you want is to get mashed real good. And
okay.
You got to worry about him trying to goddamn lock you down, ask you where the fuck you going, or who else you might be fucking, because, nigga, you got a motherfucking wife at home. Kill yourself, nigga.
Same, though, if you got a side piece,
what?
Side piece, feelings going to get involved. That's
now
what's going to happen.
Now, we already talked about it. We already said you got to take your side piece.
You see what I'm saying, Coco? You have a
side. I agree with that.
Feelings gonna get involved. That's what happens.
Let me
be fucking clear, because I'm a guy, so I know this is easier. But when I was a side piece,
no feelings involved.
Nigga, the last thing I'm gonna do is get feelings for a hoe that's cheating on her motherfucking man with me, bitch. Why would I get feelings for a motherfucking hoe? When bitch, it really, realistically, bitch, I know.
Yeah,
I can't.
So
you'll never be my motherfucking old lady, bitch. Cause look what you're doing. Nigga, you a hoe. I'm asking you.
Let's talk.
What? Go ahead.
But I was going to say, but a lot of side pieces like that, when their emotions get connected, you know, they probably have the, you know, the mentality that, hey, maybe I can take him from his woman. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to keep on, because maybe I just might do that. You know what I'm saying? So
they just keep it up,
you know?
They do. Some of them, you're right. That is a side thing.
And then, you know, they might have a nigga. The nigga might be like, you know, this fucked up over here. You know, well, you know, I'm finna leave this,
that's
you know, this bitch
up.
Or whatever.
So
I'm going on her. You know? It's
yeah,
a lot of stuff that play into
up.
That.
That's what he fucked up. Cause just like we say, stay in your lane. Like I always say, if you going into a relationship and you, if you meet somebody and you telling this person openly you have a motherfucking old lady or you have a motherfucking old man and they accept that role and then y'all cut and then y'all decide that, you know, okay, you know I got an old lady, but I fuck with you too. You the motherfucking side piece, you know what I'm saying? That's when you become the goddamn, you know, it's two relationships going on that goddamn, you know what I'm saying, at one time.
Yeah.
That's what make it a side piece. You got two relationships
exactly.
going on at one time. That's just what it is.
One thing to be able to
you know what I'm saying?
Right now. Hello. And most of the time,
now,
if you
are
alone, that you can't tell your motherfucking old lady about, nigga, some shit you're doing on the side.
You ain't gonna tell your old lady even if you just fucking.
Exactly.
You can't tell your old lady you're doing.
You ain't gonna tell your old lady even if you just slipped up and fucked, you know, just a one night stand. You still not gonna tell her, you know, because she's still gonna, you know, distrust you from that point anyway.
I'm just talking about repeat.
Either way.
Either way.
Okay. So okay, Coco, well, we're going to go to the next caller because you ain't really never really been a side piece. So.
You're really right.
Nah,
Coco.
I can't do the side piece. I need to be number uno.
Okay. All right. Have you ever found out your man had a side piece?
Nah.
Okay. All right. Well, then you can't answer none of my damn questions, actually. And you still came over here taking sides and shit like you know what. You don't even fucking know. Yeah,
I know the difference between the cut buddy and a dang on side piece.
Man, whatever. You know the difference. You know, all you know is the difference between a nigga who gonna take a goddamn bitch on the side and a nigga who ain't. Get at me. Holler at your boy. Whatever. Veronica McFucking Nair. You're
hi.
Alive.
How are you guys?
Veronica, have you been listening to the shit that's been going out, coming out the world, coming out of these niggas' mouths?
Wow. P. Reg, what's up, baby?
What's up?
I want y'all to listen. Shh, be quiet. I want y'all to listen. Listen, right? All right. A side piece. I'm old school. I'll be 40 next year. A side piece is a piece of ass on the side. That's what it is. Whether you in a relationship, if you're married, whatever it is, it's a piece of ass on the side. If you got a girlfriend and you got this chick and y'all now and then, that's a piece of ass on the side piece. If you married and you got a man or a woman, whatever, vice versa, and you get ass side, that's a side piece. So cut buddy, from where, I mean, old school cut buddy is neither one of y'all in a relationship, or y'all loosely, you know, see somebody every now and then, but you're not in a
Did we lose Veronica?
So what?
Oh, repeat what you just said. You dipped out on us. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, my phone was jacked up. If you cutting and you don't have a relationship, neither one of y'all are in any serious committed relationship, but you see some, but you see each other time and again, and you know, you get some cut when you see each other. That's cut buddies. You're not committed to each other, and you're really not in a committed relationship anywhere else. Thank you're just cut buddies. But if you're in a committed relationship and you get some ass on the side, that's a side piece. If you committed to somebody, but you're getting ass from a particular person. I'm agreeing with you. I think people are agreeing with each other, but you're saying it like a different way. I was a side piece. And I think there are different types. I was a side piece, knew I was a side piece. At first, I mean, I think I regretted it just about every day of my life, though. That's another story. But the thing is that he would go home. I didn't have to worry about any calling me, asking me where I was. And I was like, dang, that's pretty cool. If I don't feel like being bothered, nigga, you ain't got to come over. Versus if I'm married, shit, you got to come home. I mean, you don't have to. But it was pretty cool. I went where I wanted to go, came home when I wanted to come home. And if he came over and I felt like being bothered, that was fine. I was a side piece. You know, we went out of town a few times or whatever. He paid, you know, so...
Now, how long was y'all kicking it?
Ooh, boy, we kicked it for a long time.
So you had feelings for him?
I did have feelings for him. And then, I mean, it was very complicated because then I thought, dang, you know, I kind of helped mess up his relationship. So I kind of felt like I was stuck. It's very long and complicated. I mean, I was like, well, heck, I kind of helped end the relationship. So, damn, dude, you know, I'm kind of stuck with this dude. So I kind of felt obligated. It's really weird, but
You felt obligated because his relationship ended and y'all had been messing around so long, and you was the cause. So you felt like, damn, I gotta kind
of. I felt like I helped him, you know, end his relationship. You know, I wasn't the kind of woman like, you know, well, if it wasn't me, it was gonna be somebody else type of woman, like, you know, so I might as well fuck him, or, you know, it wasn't like that. It was just a bad decision, you know, but. You know, long story short, yeah, I was a side piece and for a while. And then it was weird because we stopped screwing. It kind of turned me off in the whole relationship. So then it was just weird.
Well, when it started to turn you off, that had been over an extended amount of time. Do you think it had anything to do with the fact that you was fucking with him all this? Okay, like Couple Smooth just said, did you ever feel or come to a point where you felt like you was going to take him from her and he was going to be yours?
No, I felt like he was going No, I never felt like I could take her. First of all, I felt like always in the back of my mind, he's screwing around on his wife with me. So why wouldn't he not screw around on me with somebody else? I never felt
My motherfucker turned back on me. Which is why I'm not going to be just take. I mean, who does that? But anyway,
I agree with that too.
Totally.
I mean, it happens.
Who catches the feelings when you decide piece when they cheat, nigga? You were never even a motherfucking old lady. You a hoe. You got the hoe gene.
Right. Bro, I mean, that happens. And I'm not necessarily saying.
People catch feelings all the time. People get caught
I'm not,
up.
Yeah. People get caught up.
I'm talking to Blizzle. Right. See, Blizzle, he a nigga. He like me. He ain't going to catch feelings. But it's fellas, I got homeboys that no motherfucking got caught up like that. That's how I motherfucking know. That motherfucker was fucking with a married woman and was fucked up when she broke that shit out. I'm talking about literally, nigga. 4 months, like, nigga, depressed, nigga, like,
couldn't do shit. Like, real talk.
Well, let me go ahead and hear your partner.
I know it's women and females all the time.
I expect it from a woman, but not from a man.
Hey, hold on. Everybody.
Not from a man. I don't expect a nigga. I don't. Listen, man. You a
every
different breed of nigga.
Like, hold on.
You a different breed of nigga. I'm saying.
Every
you a man.
Like
you fall out like
nigga.
We got puss ass niggas in the world. Nigga, yeah. Snitch ass police ass
nigga. You know what a
nigga
gonna do?
I'm just saying.
You know what a nigga gonna do to you? You know what a nigga gonna do to you if you had a side piece that he really wanted to cut, and he really feel like he couldn't get out, he gonna hate on you to get that pussy. He gonna tell every motherfucking thing he can tell to get that motherfucking pussy, nigga. He ain't gonna be like, oh, I just got on GP because she wanted to fuck me. He gotta hate on motherfucking Bloom. And it's gotta be a nigga that's gonna be around you and know everything you doing to put it in her motherfucking.
Well, hopefully ain't that nigga ain't in my circle. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying.
Hopefully that nigga ain't in my circle. But go ahead,
saying,
B.
Yeah.
Before we go to the next caller, 678-558, you on deck next. Go ahead, V, and finish what you were saying.
I mean, like I said, I just think it, you know, what P. Reg was saying, it's the individual, too. Mostly, though, I think women are the one who catch the feelings. You know, we go into it with the feelings. I mean, there's some women who just, you know, like you say, don't mind being a side piece because it's convenient. You know, the women that ain't trying to have a relationship for whatever reason, I don't want to be bothered. I just want to fuck. I just want to go out. Every now and then, you know, I want to feel good when I'm with them. And then when I want to be by myself, get to step in. You know, that's how it is. But I think for the most part, it's the women who catch the feelings, but some brothers get caught up in it too.
All right. So to sum up, I feel what you're saying. You're right. I mean, just as a guy, nigga, that shit is just, I just, nigga, if you my, nigga, I'm telling you, nigga, if you my motherfucking homeboy,
yeah!
You fucking talk about some heritage, nigga, nigga, we got words.
You already know.
You feel what I'm saying? Real talk. But listen, V, so what you basically saying, you answered all of my questions, but I'm going to go ahead and make sure I cover all the ones you answered. You did say you did like the part about being able to go and come as you please to do whatever, but you do, but you still had this kind of quote-unquote constant dick, right?
Yeah,
that,
I mean,
was
it was, yeah.
Side, right, that was the appealing side, right?
That was the appealing side. I mean, when I thought about it, I was like, dang, you know, it's pretty cool. I ain't got to worry about him bothering me, and if he do, you know, catch a case or, you know, start getting crazy, it's like, get to stepping, you know, so.
Right. No ties, whatever. Okay, so that's basically, that was the appeal of it for you. That's what I'm trying to get to, the main question. Of the
no
day.
Attachments, so to the point where I still had my freedom. Put it
right.
In one word, I still had my freedom.
But I want to re-say, you know what I'm saying? I want to piggyback on what she said because she really broke it down, you know, while we see him going through it.
Right.
She was saying that if two persons, the two people that are not in a relationship and y'all just motherfucking cutting, that's a cut. But that's
right.
What she was saying, right?
I said that. But what she also said was if you
are in a committed
relationship and you got somebody on the side that you
that's
fucking,
a side piece.
That's your side piece.
Yeah, that's
that
okay.
Fucking. She said
that's what she was saying too,
yes,
right?
Was that
okay, you were saying, okay, we was getting, he was saying it wrong at first.
What do you think? That's not from the jump. I was
saying it like you were saying it.
Please.
Like you just saying it.
Veronica, you hear this? Everybody listening. Please, if you don't want to, everybody, if you heard the whole conversation we had, did I not say the exact same thing from
no,
the
you did
beginning?
Not say that.
Oh my fucking God.
You say if you fucking
269-44 hit the fucking number one and tell these dudes that's what the fuck I was saying the whole time.
Hey, I don't need
all
you,
I said was
I don't need you to tell me.
Piece.
I don't need you to tell me shit.
We got it. Hey, you can download this shit.
Hey, that's what I'm gonna fucking say. Hey, that's what I'm
gonna
fucking say. Slap motherfucker.
Y'all are funny.
Damn it, man, that's what I said, man.
Hey, y'all see
Veronica, since you heard from Veronica McFuckingnair, it makes sense now.
Hey, hell no. Miss V, I appreciate it,
yes.
Man. And y'all motherfuckers see how I always say, me and motherfucking Blooper don't see eye to eye, all the motherfucking signs. These are just one of the motherfucking signs. I appreciate it. Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just because she said it, because I said the same thing.
You did?
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and listen to it.
Go ahead.
And if you did say the same thing, I'm going
to
apologize.
Right. He got to be right.
He got to be right. That nigga can't be wrong.
I mean, we done stayed up one night.
Listen, boy,
did
you?
Now we get to a whole. No, no, this is not
right.
The time or the place
or
talk about me as a debater and my superb debating skills.
Mr.
Apple, no time or place.
Mr. Applehead. Mr. Matt Applehead.
Whatever, goddamn.
Come on, y'all. Get back to the show, man. Come on, come on, come on.
You hear this shit, man? You hear this shit?
Oh, you
hear
this
I appreciate you breaking it down to the simplest form, to the lowest common denominator for these niggas. You understand?
Yes, sir.
That's what I was already saying. Okay, V, please stay on the line.
Like,
Yes, sir.
Thank you, girl. 678-5585. You on the air. Go ahead.
I just got one question.
Go ahead, Shawty. Who is this? Who is this?
We need an
Who?
Hey, Blue. Look, my question is, okay, even if you know that you're the side piece, and you're okay with being the side piece, whether you're a man or a woman,
right.
Then your feelings come into play. Then what?
You are breaking the fucking rules. You're breaking
the rules. What's the rule?
Don't be if you're the fucking side piece.
Then a side piece.
Hey, you want a side piece?
I can break it down.
P-Rez. Well, now me and P-Rez don't have no disagreements about this.
Hey,
go ahead.
I can break it down.
Go ahead.
What's the rules of being a side piece?
Break it down.
The rules of being a side piece is when you know you're a side piece. You do
okay, but you know you want bank. Your rules don't have feelings. Your feelings don't have rules.
Hey, hold on. But listen to what I'm saying. When
you I'm like the girl. The girl earlier said they went on trips. They did this. They did that. And her feelings went into it. Come on now. So
but
now your feelings into it. You still going to be a side piece?
Yeah, you still a side piece.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Is that nigga still married? God damn it. You a side piece.
You still a side piece.
How the hell you going to be the man or lady? Can you goddamn go pick the kids up?
So why do these women keep laying with these niggas thinking if I just keep getting the pussy, if I just keep giving it, he'll leave his woman to be with me?
You knew
you started out being a side piece.
That's what I'm trying to say. Stay in your fucking lane.
So if you hold on, when you do catch feelings, which feelings do get involved when you a side piece, y'all have to sit down and talk.
If you not for everybody.
No, hey, I'm just saying.
You know, first of all, if you're a side piece, you really ain't talking. It's like we're gonna do what we gotta do. To me, a cutie, but it's the same as a side piece.
Thank you. Bye bye bye. But go ahead.
But hold on, the point is, you don't need to be catching
no fucking feelings if you the side piece. You need to keep your fucking feelings in check. Day one. Why?
Because you know you're the side piece, and that's what you started out as. Okay, if you caught feelings, you need to be bad and bad because you knew what you need to side. You knew what you was. Ain't no promotion. Oh, I was a cutie, but now I'm the side piece, and I'm going to be wifey. You don't get no promotion. There's no promotion in there. You was pussy, and pussy is what you're going to be. He didn't tell you he was leaving his wife.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
And if he
that's
told you, guess what? He was moaning when he said it. And guess what? You went home within 4 hours.
Right. So that's my whole point is, my show, the show is really trying to get the women who have been the side piece and wanted to be the side piece and was okay with it.
Is,
and all these hoes
is
hot. All these hoes are hot
tonight. Any female. I don't find it up for any female that's on here before I even say this, because I know I've been there, done it. But if you okay with being single and being by yourself and being a side piece, there's something wrong with you. Because no one should be single. No one should be happy being that way.
Whoa.
If you haven't been a side piece, you might as well say, let me charge you about an hour.
She said,
"Women."
Yeah, but I mean,
I'm gonna let her
read.
What's wrong with being
a side piece? Put a goddamn slot by your front door and say, "Let me charge you about an hour."
That's actually a lot more simpler than just having a side piece. If you really, honestly though, for real, just on some real shit, before I even answer this question, on some real shit, if you a nigga and you really got super cake, I really don't even feel it and see the real need, nigga. You might as well got this.
$6,000
a night.
I'm talking as a female.
Got them, what we doing is over.
She's saying as a female. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know it's a female, but let me respond to what you're saying. Just like Veronica said, and just like I said in the synopsis of the show, there are some women who like being single, just like I like the freedom of being single.
Who like being single?
A lot of women. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with liking being single?
That's a problem with that. That's a problem with that.
Why?
A lot of people, hold on.
Because I know I'm going to get the bad vibes right about now, but my thing is, it's okay being single. It's okay loving being single. But who at night literally lay up and say, for the rest of my life, I'm going to be single. So guess what? I'm going to lay here and just be happy.
Wait a minute, baby. Nobody thinks
you go out and get in that broad man because you want what she got.
No, you first of all, you
come home to it every day. You might not want to look at it every day, but you want what you got with the earth.
But you add it, let me tell you. No. First of all, let me tell you something. Let me tell you why I got to stop you at the very beginning of your statement. I heard everything you said after that. But you added a key line that nobody never said on this damn show ever. Nobody said they wanted to be single forever. I don't even want to be motherfucking single forever. But what I'm trying to tell you is there are women out here and they got them late 20s. You understand what I'm saying? Who ain't really thinking about getting married right now. They may want to get married later on when they 35 or something. They just want to enjoy their late 20s. They want to do their motherfucking thing. They out of college. They got a job. They got money. They don't need no nigga money. They don't need no motherfucking help. They don't want to answer to a motherfucking nigga, but they love to motherfucking get their fuck on. You feel what I'm saying? An ideal situation for a bitch like that right there is a fucking motherfucking nigga that they ain't
okay,
got to worry about
getting on the
fucking and shit.
Don't
that's
put the
married nigga.
If you're old. You're cool. What? And if it's a fuck, that's all it is. Hey, been or done it. Maybe that's a fuck is a fuck, but don't say I'm the side piece. No, you're not the side piece. You is a kick off. Simple as that.
You're the chick on the side piece.
A side piece gets something out the deal besides a good heart. A side piece gets something out the deal. If you're not getting nothing out the deal, you're just a trick off. Come on, man.
Hold on, how you gonna say that? First of all, if all she motherfucking wants is to get her motherfucking fuck on, and that's all she wants, some good dick, how you gonna say that? She ain't fucking a trick-o fuck a whole bunch of niggas. A trick-o ain't got her own motherfucking house and car. I'm talking about bitches got their own shit.
Come on now, you think she not? If she just labeling you as, I'm just going to get this dick from you, you think she not doing it to the next man? Or he
right.
not doing it to the next female?
Right, B, but she don't give a fuck. And you don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if she my motherfucking bitch on the side, why do I even care?
It's
she ain't my motherfucking
man,
like? Y'all missing
ain't
the whole
no side piece.
Y'all. Come on, man. Any bitch you fucking on the side. But my whole thing is you can't see but you can't yeah, that's just my definition of it, and my own boys right here happen to have a different definition.
Okay, that's my definition too.
Okay,
we all be sad.
Okay. But listen, what I'm saying is
a trick off.
Okay, but you can't sit here and say something wrong with a woman just because she don't want to be in a committed relationship at a particular time.
No, ain't nothing wrong with that. It's a lot of people. I'm not saying women. I'm saying men, too. It's a lot of people that don't want to be committed right now.
Hold on, let me tell you.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Let me tell you.
On certain nights, you're going to have that feeling like, damn, why am I still by myself?
Let me tell you the top of that. Right.
Right now, and like you saying, the 30s and the late 20s, a lot of motherfucking women and females don't already been in that motherfucking committed relationship.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they just at that single point.
But they have been in that relationship, and even if they have been divorced, I got a friend on my page now. She's been divorced, been a done it, and she's telling me the ins and outs of a divorce and marriage. But my thing is, late at night, you can sit there and tell yourself and your friends all day long, I'm okay. But late at night when you want to hug somebody or you come home and you need to talk to somebody, that's a whole nother thing. That's that woman, Jean.
Don't
nobody need to be single.
That's that woman, Jean. That's a woman, Jean, right there.
First of all, nigga, if we cutting or whatever, if I got a cut, but whatever, nigga, I can talk to her. I ain't been fuck with nobody who I can't have a conversation with or talk to, so that ain't got to be my motherfucking girlfriend to do that. I can't talk to him. When I'm back with my life, nigga, if I can't even have a motherfucking conversation with you ass, we can't even goddamn get down on the convo, nigga. But that ain't got nothing to do with what you're saying. What you tried to say a minute ago when you first went into your rant, you tried to say something was wrong with a female who don't want to, who is all right with being single, just got their future with somebody. How you going to say something wrong with them if they okay with being single? They don't want all the shit that come with a relationship. What's wrong with them?
If you've been in an angry relationship and you single right now, man, I don't.
I was in a fucking relationship for 8 years. I'm okay with being single right now. I'm not stressed.
Stella, I'm going to marry you anyway. I don't care if you don't want it. You can be my cutter, but I'm going to marry you anyway. tell the world that. Tell the world that, okay?
You know what? And that's what you're going to talk about right now. Because you're going to be a good side piece. Tell the world. Now, you ain't. You is a true, full, and figure fashion of a motherfucking side piece. You say you don't give a damn about none of that. You gonna marry, nigga, you a good man.
I'm gonna marry your ass and you can go out and trick off all day long.
That's savvy. Oh,
goddamn.
That's savvy.
Why don't I all my hair don't let it don't mind me tricking off every night.
You know what? Don't do that.
About that. You don't let it go?
hey, she ain't say it every night, though.
No, she. I ain't gonna do it every night. Nigga, yeah. I got to got them chill at home sometimes.
No,
know?
Don't do it tonight. Don't do it tonight. Mommy ain't at home tonight. Don't do it tonight.
Don't fill out that application.
Hey, Blue.
Yeah.
She gonna work on Saturday. She gonna work on Saturday, though.
Damn, Saturday all day?
All day Saturday.
I'm gonna holler at you sideball.
Now, that's what we call... Hey, motherfucker, 100 motherfucking radio. Yeah. But hold on, for real though. I mean,
he be listening to this shit. I ain't say
your name, but goddamn, you got a really distinctive voice.
Okay.
Hey, that's your name. He know who the fuck you is.
Hey, you know what? Hey, man, I'm just bullshitting on me. The goddamn it, don't come over with the pistol. Don't get yourself fucked up, shawty. Don't do it to yourself.
Hey.
Hey, when I heard that voice, I was gonna say something. You know, I know a couple of cowboys. You know, I've been doing this shit for a motherfucking minute. You know what I'm saying? You might need a motherfucker to put a towel on the telephone next time. You might need to chop a shit.
When you're bullshitting, don't get yourself killed.
Yeah.
All right. But no, for real, before I go to the next caller, Key, I see you up next. Before I go into the next caller, all I want to say is there are some women and men. Probably more men than women. Okay, because we know guys and women are different. We've already discussed that basic difference between men and women. But there are people who are okay with being single and being a side piece. Actually, prefer being a side piece because.
So what age do they stop at? That's my question. What age do they stop at?
It don't.
What you mean?
What age did you ask yourself? I'm tired of being a side piece.
Whenever you ready.
Probably 38.
Whenever you ready. I ain't even put a number on it. Whenever the hell you ready.
But I'm reading
that. Hold on, because you could have gotten them at 28 and goddamn met a motherfucker been in a relationship with their ass for goddamn 8 years and now you're 36. And nigga, you goddamn want to enjoy freedom for about 3, 4, 5 years and now you're 38. So, I mean.
But you can't say 38. I know some people know
that. Yeah, that ain't no number.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
It's
but
up to the individual.
But I'm just saying it like this. This is what I know because my partner date on the internet all the time. Between 25 and I just said 38.
Uh-huh.
Between 25 and 38, all the motherfuckers be on the motherfucking site, nigga, single, and just want some motherfucking dick and don't want no nigga. That's all who you fucking with.
Well,
got their own shit. That's cool.
Right.
And every motherfucking thing.
Hey.
That's what I'm saying.
And they understand their role.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying.
There's women out there like that. I know it sounds a little crazy to you, Carla, but
shit, they
it is. It's a lot of women out there. Go to the next call.
But one thing about them, though. I got a line full of motherfucking people. One thing about them hoes, they ain't going to got them said in the goddamn open. Because nobody hitting the fucking number one openly admitted to her. Veronica McNair was the only one who openly admitted to it, even though she said it was in the past. But big up to her for goddamn going ahead and goddamn keeping it 100. I see a couple numbers up here. I know you.
And the number rising every day of women that getting out of a relationship, a single women.
Because women don't care because men don't care no more. That's why we stop caring.
We care.
Okay, how do y'all care? Tell me how y'all care.
No, because you're going to make me go into a whole other show.
Man, please.
You're going to make me change
the topic.
Because first of all, like I said on somebody's page on my Facebook yesterday, you can care about your motherfucking old woman and still have a side bitch and fuck a bitch on the side. You care. You just goddamn like other pussy. And you can love the hell out of your motherfucker.
So I do me a tea. What? I ain't going to go there. That's a whole nother show.
That's what I told you. That's why I said we can't start that conversation
show. I just asked you on Facebook, why do men cheat then if y'all kill?
We can love the hell out of our motherfucking wife, man, and fuck another
man. Don't do that, man.
What? Oh, now I got to start hiding shit, okay?
No, nigga, don't do that.
I'm trying to
show.
You just trying to test with me?
You
trying to test with me?
No, nigga,
you trying to stop me from goddamn keeping it fucking all the way 100 on this motherfucking show? Niggas can love their motherfucking wife to death and still smash another bitch on the side because we like different pussy and don't give a fuck about her. And what?
But men like different
pussy. Welcome to the motherfucking real world.
Well, women say that shit all the time because that's their favorite line. They ain't motherfucking mean that. Well, the bitch I fuck didn't mean that nigga.
I'm just saying. I know niggas goddamn love their motherfucking wife and fuck another bitch. Don't mean you don't love your motherfucking wife, nigga. That don't mean that. So I don't know who the fuck started and why the fuck. God damn it, are you fucking listening, lady? Because your husband fucking another bitch do not mean he don't love you. Actually, he never intended to get caught. So if your ass find out, that's where everything gets shot out. All right, girl. He never really intended to get caught if he get a little fuck a little bitch on the side. He can still love you and fuck another motherfucking female. Don't mean he don't love you. If you motherfucking women out there finna hit the fucking number one to respond to that shit, and you ain't know that, and you a grown-ass motherfucking woman, you really ain't been paying motherfucking attention. You really don't know men. You really fucking clueless. I believe you to go back and download episode 1 through motherfucking 51.
Bitches,
the
new
girl,
I need a bitch.
Pay a fucking attention.
So do you think
a what?
Man is looking for some more pussy?
Listen, man. Come on. Before we go on to the next caller, what I'm trying to say is, everybody on this motherfucking show, and everybody who inshot this motherfucking episode, a motherfucking man can love his motherfucking woman, you feel me, and fuck and sleep with another woman. Because men can totally detach themselves from the act of fucking. We don't fuck with our hearts, we fuck with our dicks. Just because we fuck another chick don't necessarily mean we finna fall in love with her, or it don't mean we love our motherfucking woman. For the thousandth motherfucking time, how many times do I gotta say it? We fuck with our dicks, not with our hearts. Y'all fuck with y'all pussy and a little bit of your heart. I can totally fuck somebody and not love them. I can be cool with them. They can be my friend. I can care about them. But I don't necessarily mean I'm going to fall in love with them because I'm a guy. I know how to fuck with my dick and not with my heart.
I don't even know if I'm going to care about
it. It's a trait.
I don't even know if I'm going to care about it.
Depends on how cool you is with them.
You're right.
Motherfucking women don't know this, what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you being? What the fuck are you paying attention? What the fuck are you? Why are you listening to the show? Are you not listening to the shit I've been saying? I done told you this shit 1,000 fucking times. Stop goddamn breaking up with your motherfucking man, divorcing that goddamn husband that's been taking care of your ass for 10 years over some fucking side pussy. Idiot. He don't love that hoe. Dumbass. Fuck. How many times I gotta say it? I know you think that. He mean he don't love you because you fucking listening to Oprah and fucking Steve fucking Harvey. This is fucking K100. I know for a fact. Niggas can fuck somebody else and love the fucking hell out their wife. Because we can fuck another bitch with our dick and not have nothing to do with our heart. That's how niggas can love their motherfucking wife and marry her today, but fucking get laid on their fucking at their bachelor party by the fucking stripper bitch. It's fucking pussy. It's nothing. If you was a fucking man and you had a dick, you can understand, but you don't, so now you have to hear it from me. But no, you won't listen to me. You gonna goddamn break up with a nigga. You gonna divorce a nigga. You gonna think it's all. You gonna think he don't care about you no more. How can you love me if you do that? Hello, huh? I don't know how many times I gotta fucking say it, ladies.
No, you say the word right after that.
Fuck.
You say the three words right after that.
What's that?
Bitch, kill yourself.
I'm just saying.
All right, though.
How many times I gotta say it? Stop breaking up with your man, leaving your husband, unless this nigga goddamn got 3-4 kids and got a whole other motherfucking family set up, and he goddamn is taking care of this bitch for 10 motherfuckers, that's a relationship, that's an affair. That's some feelings involved, but if he just got some old random straight, and goddamn you fucking happen to find that one straight bitch number in the motherfucking phone, you want to kill a 15-year marriage and relationship behind that, he still love you. He love the hell out you. He just fucked this other side bitch that night, that time. We can do shit like that.
Just don't stop sucking the dick.
God damn, how many times y'all been stop finna keep saying this shit over
just
and over?
Just don't stop sucking the dick.
Y'all gonna fucking learn to fucking pay attention.
Matter of fact, get a starburst. Stop sucking dick.
You leave a nigga that's taking care of your motherfucking ass that long ago because he fucking was weak and fucking gave into his carnal instinct to get more pussy.
Suck a dick with a starburst.
I'm going back to the fucking point of the show, the side bitch. 347-934-0966. Ladies, I know some of you side bitches out there on my fucking line.
We look at y'all side bitches, yeah.
Y'all not saying nothing. Hit the number one.
Do you want to be a side bitch?
Where the fuck did Key go?
Who?
I said Key was on the line and she fucking hung up. Where the fuck she? I'm gonna fucking call her ass on the fucking dialogue. 561, you on the air. All right, we gone, Carla. I gotta hang up with you. 678. 561, you on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
There is nothing wrong with being a side piece. I don't care what anybody says. You go home at night, you don't have to deal with the drama.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you. I had to go on my little rant and get y'all to bowl up and goddamn to come up and say something, speak for your damn self. So obviously you've been a side piece, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so you said that you just like that was the appealing part of it to you, right? You like being able to go ahead and get your mash on, and then you know it's nothing else. You're done with it, right?
Exactly. And if you don't feel like dealing with them, you don't have to call them that day.
Exactly. And you better not call your motherfucking phone asking why you didn't call. If he does, cut his fucking ass off and find you a new motherfucker.
That's when you move on and you keep it moving. If they start to get too emotionally attached, then it's time to keep it moving.
Nigga do that.
He's a bitch.
He's looking for a side
piece.
Not a cutback.
You know what?
Man,
I'm not
going to
keep going back and forth to
the
shit.
There is nothing wrong with it. You don't let her emotions get involved.
But answer that, what P. Red just said.
What?
Repeat that, P. Red.
What I
say?
Yeah.
It's so ludicrous. He just don't even fucking remember.
if he start looking for more.
Oh yeah. Hey. If the nigga calling you and he asking you why you ain't call him and all that, he looking for a side piece. He ain't looking for a cut buddy. He looking for somebody he can get.
He looking for a girlfriend on the side. He want to fucking. He want to have two bitches. Yeah. A side piece. He would have two real relationships. A side piece, two relationships.
Yes, yes.
You motherfucking right. Nigga, you don't motherfucking call my motherfucking phone and ask me what the fuck I'm doing.
What you call
I'm the bitch on the side. You call your motherfucking wife and ask that bitch what the fuck she at.
Yeah.
You don't call me asking me what my motherfucking way about that, what I do last night, who I was with.
But you gotta be a real woman to do that, though. You gotta be real.
Man. You don't call a cut buddy and ask them what they at.
You don't call the side bitch that you took on the trip. Check
yeah,
out
yeah.
shit.
You can check the side.
Nigga, that's your motherfucking girlfriend on the side. And you got a wife and a girlfriend.
Yeah, you got a wife and a girlfriend. You got a wife.
You're motherfucking right.
AKA side piece. Give a fuck with Lil Zay, yo. Still side piece.
Boy.
Nigga's not finna motherfucking turn my head or twist my motherfucking mind. You not. Episode 53.
Boy, look
52. Nigga,
look. Boy, look here. Let me go to the motherfucking dialogue feature on these niggas.
Shit, you might need to go to the bathroom.
Shit.
These motherfucking niggas, too. On some other shit.
I'm gonna give you hell tonight, Blue.
Where the fuck did she go? Let me see. I don't know if it's disconnected or what. She was on the line.
What?
Hold on. Stay on the line, Carla. Don't go nowhere. I ain't
Carla,
hanging up
did
with you.
Carla, did you like being a cut buddy or a side piece?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't care as long as I'm getting what I'll get, what I want to get.
All you wanted was some dick, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Stay on the line, Carla. Don't hang up.
Don't be trying to wife me up if that's all you're trying to look for.
Carla, stay on the line, Carla. Don't go nowhere, Carla. Okay?
All right.
What? You guys, man. I'm just saying.
Hello?
What day? Did you get disconnected?
Yeah.
God damn it. Have you ever been a side piece, Keith?
Not that I know of.
Well, they don't care.
Would you ever consider being one?
No, that's not really my style right now. I don't know about being no side piece.
Answer that question. You knew what she was going
to
say?
I did. I just wanted to hear her say it out loud because she already going to be on some right shit.
You already know. She's not even fucking called in on this one. She just been saying, hi, everybody. I'm just calling, checking in. Bye.
Exactly right. I'm not with that side piece stuff. I don't know. No.
I know you ain't with no side piece.
So if you're single and you don't want to be in a relationship with nobody, you feel me? You don't feel me, you know what I mean? You know, if you already like, you really don't want nobody to get attached, and you say you're so fucking lovable, nobody can ever fucking resist you.
They can't.
You might as well go ahead. And fuck with a goddamn nigga that got a bitch, so you ain't got to worry about that, right?
That's so simple.
But it's not simple. I don't being a side piece. I know people do it, but
Let me ask you this. Have you ever been kicking with somebody and you didn't want the fucking shit to go there, and the nigga start having feelings for you, and then you had to goddamn cut it off because the nigga feelings getting too strong? Have you had that happen?
Yeah.
Well, this time you can avoid the shit right here.
Nah. That's still not cool, though. That's still not cool because I feel like if somebody in a committed relationship or if they married.
Karma, you worry about karma?
Yeah. I wouldn't do that crap to me.
Not motherfucking Keith. The motherfucker, if she catch feelings, she going to remove herself. Hold on, nigga. Wait a minute. We going to put a jelly on her tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. I know you can't be no five piece because if you catch feelings, you going to run. You going to kick rocks anyway.
Anyway.
That's what you said. Yeah, that's what you said. You scaring
her.
Why don't you just call her what you want?
You know what? Let me ask you this. Well, let me ask you this, Key, while we got you on the line, even though you're technically not qualified to answer this question.
I'm really not qualified for this subject.
I know, but just to ask, if you in a committed relationship, and you fucking the bitch on the side, even if y'all don't go on trips or whatever, y'all just come on the side, y'all make quiet and eat every now and again.
You said what? What you broke up on that last part?
If you got a woman, a wife at home, a girlfriend you live with, a committed relationship, and you fuck with another bitch on the side, even if y'all don't really go out on trips and anything, but you got this bitch, if you be fucking on the side, and it's your side bitch.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I wanted to hear.
Why? Did somebody say that's not a side piece?
T-Reg and my homeboy Boogie said that's not a side piece. They say
that's a side piece.
They say you got to be going out with her. They say you got to be, you know, taking her place.
They say if not,
that's your
friend. But nigga, from episode motherfucking 52 on back,
most people do not even take their side piece anywhere. They just smash them. They ain't trying to take their side piece on no dates and take them out of town. What do you mean?
That's not a side piece.
Hey, would you go out of town with your
side piece. If you in a committed relationship and you going out with somebody else, whether you eating or having sex, that's
committed.
A side piece.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't have a side piece if you single.
That's what I'm saying. That's my whole point.
Okay.
All right,
Key. No, I'm not, man. Y'all keep fucking going back and forth. What the hell are y'all saying? Once somebody agree with me, then y'all want to change and say, that's what I said already. That's not what you said.
But it's just how they saying stuff that making you, it's making you think that.
It's making me think that I'm right.
Because if you listen to what she was saying, she said that, you know, by going out and stuff like that and all that, that's still that's still a side piece, but if you're going out and all that type of shit, that's more of a side piece, if you're just fucking, that's just a cut.
No, all we really have came to at the end of the day, we have disagreed about the term. But it's called a side thing. If you cheat on you spend money on a lot. But if you fuck
if you in a
relationship
outside
your relationship,
you're
fucking a bitch on the side.
You're catching a pitch. Baseball, you know.
That's it. That's all I'm
going to
say about that.
So if you ain't in a relationship.
I'm going to call it a side piece if you just fucking up or if you taking that bitch on a trip around the world. That is your side bitch to me.
You're going to confuse the shit out of that bitch.
Nope. I'm just saying.
Hey, I'm telling y'all one thing. Hey, remember to him a bitch that motherfucking plum dog, not plum dog. So bitch, all you got to be doing is motherfucking plum dog. If you plum dog, bitch, you fucked up right now. You hear me?
Listen.
I'm going to give you some motherfucking game, man. Be ready to get into your motherfucking nights in a row, man. You gonna fuck a bitch up, man.
347.
I hate for you to fuck a single bitch and you said, oh yeah, we just cut buttons and goddamn, she really making see the time fee. You be like, no, bitch.
Wait, that don't make sense. What you say?
I'm saying, I hate for you to goddamn be a cut.
I cannot have a side piece at this moment because I'm fucking single, Pete.
Yeah, you're right. You're single.
It's impossible for me to have a side piece.
Well, yeah. You're right.
Right.
But he gonna fuck the bitch up regardless. The bitch
gonna be have a fucking side piece, people. I'm single, by the way. If anybody didn't know that by listening to this show. So I can't have a side piece. You feel what I'm saying? But if I was in a committed relationship.
But you can be a side piece.
I can be one.
Yeah.
And I'm not against that. You know what I'm saying?
Free pussy.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not against being a side piece. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is.
Which nigga will be against it.
If I have a woman, if I'm in a committed relationship, if I'm cheating on her with another broad, even if I'm just sleeping with her, or if we got them go to Dave and Buster's every fucking weekend, or if we go and chase around the world, I'm going to say I got a bitch on the side no matter what I'm doing because I am cheating on my old lady. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm calling.
Okay.
I'm saying I got a bitch on the side.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I'm fucking her or going to Vegas with her. You know what I'm saying?
If
I'm in a committed relationship, I got a bitch on the side. I'm doing anything.
He finally said it right tonight, people.
I can't wait to go back and listen to the replay. Everybody listening, y'all know I said that right. Anybody listening, please hit the number one if I didn't already say that 1,000 times.
Nigga, them hands are already raised.
I ain't gonna hit no YouTube. Everybody just talk hit number one back and forth again, twice something so I can see your hand blank or something. But that's not what I had already said the whole time. And you've been listening to this show from the beginning. It's a couple of y'all. What the fuck y'all doing? Y'all gonna set the phone down? You know what? Yes, Shay. And
y'all ain't
Shay.
Gonna never agree on that.
We just
I am back here cracking the fuck up because y'all ain't never gonna agree on that.
We just agreed. Shay, we just agreed, Shay.
You and P Red gonna just on that subject, y'all just gonna disagree until y'all balls fall off.
Just
y'all ain't never agree on that.
Shay, disagree. Veronica, hold on, stay on the line, Shay.
Hey, this is
about- okay.
Veronica and Shay on the line. Veronica, didn't end that what I said, Veronica.
So what?
I said, ain't that what I had already said, Veronica?
Yeah, that's what I thought you were saying.
That's what I
love
know,
the way
I know.
Veronica broke it down, too.
Yes, I know that's what I had said.
Man, this is make up the breakup shit between me and Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck what y'all
y'all can't break up. Just go ahead on and kiss and make up. Y'all can't break up.
Whoa! Hey, no
figuratively
homo.
Speaking, not literally. Not literally.
Whoa!
No,
whoa.
Get that. Not literally. Y'all can do that hand slap, shake, elbow touch, whatever that fucking video.
Must all that. Yeah, do that.
Right.
Literally take that shit the wrong way.
No. Not literally. You know.
Okay.
But China's is a marriage. This shit is a marriage.
It is. It is.
Y'all just said I do, so you do. You do.
So listen.
We cheating on China. How about that? I got me a side bitch, Seamus. I'm telling you, bitch.
I'm going to kill that. I'm going to kill that hoe. Hey, ladies, before everybody get off the line, I just want to say something. I got both of y'all on. Anybody, y'all want to say something else? Y'all want to add something, Veronica or Shay? I got both of y'all mics open.
I don't know the lady that was talking about. Just clarifying, you know, I didn't say that, and I guess she got that. You know, it's women or it's some people that want to be single forever. I don't like being bringing the Bible into it, but it is. There's some people that just not meant to be married. Some people don't want anybody. That there are some freaks out there like that, if you want to, you know, call them
right.
That. But, you know, but
some people ain't
right, like you said, like right now, I'm 39. I done been in a relationship. I done been the side piece. I done been, you know, kind of done everything. And right now in my life, I'm fine being single. Yes, I lay down at night sometimes, be like, you know, I want a warm body. But right now, I'm cool. I don't want the hassle. I don't want none of that. I am fine being by myself.
What? Did you get dick inside of that?
Say it out loud, she can't hear you.
Do you get dick from time to time? Do you
say
get
what?
Penis? Do you get penis from time to time?
She said she ain't fucking.
You say P-Rich.
Veronica, are you still celibate? Are you still celibate, Veronica?
Well, fingers don't count, but yeah.
That's probably the only reason why you're thinking about it from time to time.
Oh.
You have a disclaimer.
Yeah, I'm still celibate, but, you know, I help myself out every now and then.
Hey, man, that's, I got two over here. You can have four. you can take the motherfuckers of yours.
You stupid.
Hey, my shit might go a little faster than yours.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Miss B, I'm just fucking with you, baby. You know, this radio, I got to cut the food up in this campaign. You know,
hey, boy.
Hey, you
got
the
door. Right.
You know, you let the door. I had to come on in now.
Right.
That's
I had to
right.
Come on up in now. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you.
Did you hit the one, Keith?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I can talk now because you know I was kind of out with somebody. That's why I hung up.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Oh, you book man. So you were lying. You were lying. Oh, hell no.
I wasn't lying about being a side piece. Now that was the truth.
What you wasn't keeping it a hundred about? You hung up?
When I first called, like I was sitting off to the side with one of my earplugs in listening. Like they couldn't tell I was actually listening to the show. And when you was like, Keo, coming to you next, I was like, oh shit.
Oh, okay. Well, you should have hit number one.
Oh, you think that shit funny, huh?
I didn't hit it. I looked at my phone. I was like, I ain't even hit the one.
You lying. You think that shit funny. But after you get through with your date, won't you call back? Won't you Skype
I'm
one?
Done. No, I said I'm done with my date,
so what
though.
Do you want to add now that you offer your date? What do you want to add?
Now, I was listening to the other shit like Veronica was saying about, you know, not people not want to be single or whatever. It depends on who you're talking about. Some people, like Veronica said, some people are okay with it. And some people okay with it for a short period of time. Some people okay with it for a long period of time. But like you said, it's going to vary between males and females anyway, all the time when it comes to that. So, you know, as for the females that, you know, got the little, they okay with the side piece thing, you know, ultimately I say to each his own, but I think, you know, it's something wrong with their mentality. Because as
damn,
a female,
you
that's...
You fucking up.
Yeah, I'm finna get no. That ain't normal for a female to be thinking that shit. So most of them say that because
be quiet.
You just hold on. That's all fucking y'all good pussy.
That's your opinion.
It is my opinion. That's why I said I think it's something wrong with the way something happened to them or something because it's not, you know, genetically and biologically. Females aren't really engineered just to want to be single or to want to be the side piece. Females have made themselves believe that because there's so many men that's taken or gay or whatever. Y'all ain't no real okay with that shit. You just dealing with it because that's all you feel
that's
like
true.
You can get right now.
That's true.
Okay.
You agree?
So they're settling. Ultimately, they're settling for being a side piece. Because if you're saying you don't want the hassles of a relationship, if you're in a good relationship, it shouldn't even be a hassle. That's my whole thing.
Well, let me change my saying. Baby, settle for the less and don't settle for the best because we around this motherfucker, y'all.
Listen, my whole thing about that right there is I'm talking about women who, like, some women, I know y'all don't want to attest to this, but some of you fucking women just simply like different dicks.
Some of them do, and that's to each his own.
You feel me? All women like different dicks. Those are the ones we called the hoes on episode 19. Them hoes just want to be fucking everybody. All women like different dicks.
I don't know no woman in this world that don't have one dick.
Now, Lil, have you ever been a side piece? Hit the number one. I see you on my line.
Oh, you and he better not be saying
that. Lil. Holla at me, baby. I just want to know if you ever been a side piece. Here she is. All right, ladies, I'm going to LL.
All right.
I'm going to open up her mic. She hasn't spoken yet. All right, Keith.
All right.
L, what's going on?
What? How you going to call me out like that? I'm just going to listen.
Have you ever been a side piece?
Not to my knowledge. Wait. Let me rephrase that. Wait. Calm down.
Okay.
Don't lie.
I would not.
Is history up here?
I wouldn't prefer to be. Now, right. if he was messing around and we weren't exclusive, then I don't know. I guess that wouldn't make me a side piece though. But I wouldn't prefer to be the side. No, that's not something that I would pursue. If you're not available. I try not to make it a habit of pursuing men that aren't available because,
Have you ever had a side piece?
Yeah.
You a dirty motherfucker,
man. God damn it, man. How you gonna say it? Talk shit about that. I never wanted to be one and you had one.
Hey, you a dirty L.
Man, you still have a
coming
L.
Hell.
Yo, L.
Just be real, right? It's about being real, right?
L.
It's about being real.
hell.
Right, right. It's about
you
being
real. You'll never want to play second, but it's all right for you to have a side piece, though.
It ain't all right. It was a situation where, you know, I was told it was done and found out later it wasn't.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, did I stop after I found out?
No.
Not right away.
No.
Not immediately. No,
you ain't got
not immediately.
Friend. Right.
Not immediately, I didn't.
Okay.
No,
so
I didn't.
Let me ask you this right here. When you had the side piece, did you, was it feelings involved, or was y'all just fucking, did y'all go out, did y'all take trips, or did y'all goddamn get it in? What kind of side piece was it?
Nah, it was just to get it in factor. It wasn't,
and
the reason why I didn't stop immediately, because, you know, it wasn't, it started off as, you know, yeah, I was involved, it's complicated, whatever, and okay, it's over, but then I later found out that it wasn't over. But I didn't stop because I wasn't looking for no more than what I was looking for initially to get out of it.
Which was some dick, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. So you did, in fact, have a side piece, and all y'all did was cut, and that was, in fact, your side piece, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just your cut, buddy.
No, that was a fucking side piece.
She
was in
a mouth. She went in a committed relationship.
No, she said she wasn't in a committed relationship. She had a side piece.
I don't think she was.
I wasn't in a committed relationship. He was.
Exactly.
Oh, so you was a side piece.
I guess so, yeah.
No, I asked you, have you ever had a side piece?
You said yeah. But then she started.
Okay, I said, okay, I would prefer not to be the side piece. But like I said, when it started, I was told that he wasn't in a relationship or on his way out of a relationship, however you want to put it. And then I found out that relationship never really ended. So, yeah, I was the side piece. But it wasn't like I was the side piece going in knowing that they had something strong. I was misled.
Yeah, that's still wrong.
Because I didn't stop. I didn't stop immediately after finding out. So I was wrong.
Right.
And I think it's wrong. I don't think it's something that should be a
whatever. Don't be wrong over
practice.
That's all it was, L. All see what happened was,
don't
and I really don't count that because I mean the nigga got them lied to get the pussy, fuck the shit out of you. He was hooked on the dick, and you couldn't goddamn get off the dick that easy because you was hooked on the dick.
Okay, well I ain't gonna necessarily agree with the way you put it, but and just so what the fuck can I do? Like, seriously, what can I do?
It happens to the best of you, baby.
Hey,
to the best of you.
Hey, one thing about it, you ain't got to agree because if you didn't stop instantly and immediately,
right,
the dick was good.
Right. That's it.
Yeah, the hook. He had you hooked.
That's why they call it a dick.
Look, y'all aren't my favorite people on some topics. Keep it 100. Y'all ain't my favorite people on some topics, but yeah, I love play.
All right. So let me ask you this though. You said you did have a side piece before, right? You was in a relationship.
No, I didn't have.
Ever had side dick? Have you ever had some side piece yourself? You was in a relationship and you had somebody on the side. Answer the question.
That is a trick question for one. I just want to put that out there because you already covered that in your "Are You a Cheater?" show.
Oh, okay. Well, so we already know it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then don't ask any questions you already know answers to.
Okay, so when you did have the side dick,
you smart.
How much did you do with him? Did you just fuck him or did you go on trips with him and take shit? What all did you do? Was it just a fuck thing or was it like y'all was going out and going on trips together and hanging out and going out to eat and all this other kind of shit? What did y'all do?
No, that's just that. It's just a sexual thing. I mean, if it becomes anything more than sexual, then I don't really consider it a side piece.
Exactly. Well, she agreed with me. Don't jump. You jumping like this. No.
Agree to be a
No, Boogie. No, Boogie. She said if it's more than that, she don't even say it's a side piece. It's more. What is it? What do you call it then? Another girlfriend, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what that is. That's a whole nother relationship. If you're doing all of that, that's a whole nother relationship. That's not a side piece. Is purely sexual.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
Because if you do all that, then you got more interest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, L. I got one more call. I got 6 minutes. I got to go to one more caller. Appreciate you.
All Okay, appreciate y'all.
All righty. 678-526, you're on the air.
Did you hear what he just said?
678-526. Are y'all going to block out the caller? 678-526. Hello, how you doing, caller?
Fine.
I'm fine. Who's this?
Tanya.
Oh, what's happening, Tanya? What's going on with you?
Wait a minute.
Hey, here we go.
Yes, sir. In the building.
I had. What's going on,
Tanya?
Episode 19, if you don't even understand what the fuck just transpired with that sound effect. Episode 19. That's all I got to say to you.
Let me slap you on your head, pull your head, and give it to you.
The Freak-O-Meter. Tanya, I championed at the Freak-O-Meter episode. What's going on, Tanya? You ever been a side piece?
I've been on both sides.
I assume you have been it, though.
Yeah.
We gave you those 10 last. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody, you and the highest on my feet.
Right.
The highest on my feet.
Right. So, go ahead. Oh, wait. When you was a side piece, did you like it? Real quick. We got 5 minutes.
I mean, yes and no.
No? Why?
It's something I wanted, you know what I'm saying, I thought that I wanted at the time.
Uh-huh.
But then, you know, I felt that I didn't want that. But with that too is me and they, we actually like went out on dates and stuff like that. It wasn't all about just sex.
Uh-huh. So you start getting feelings then?
Oh, no, I didn't get feelings for him.
You didn't get feelings for
him? Not at all. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. So why did you made you start changing your mind about how you felt about it?
I mean, because at the time, you know, he was like, he was married, but he was like, him and his wife had separated, that it was in the process of going through a divorce, but then I found out later down the line that that wasn't the case.
Right.
But they had got back together.
That's different, though, because you was lied to. See, we trying to keep the show pertaining to people who know they decide peace and they liked it, they embraced it. You feel me?
Oh,
not
no.
People who was lied to. Not the ones who was lying to. We talking about the ones who actually know damn well they the side piece and they like they was good with it. You ever been that person?
No.
You never did that, huh?
Tony, you ain't got no boyfriend?
No, I don't.
Damn, I thought I was gonna be the side piece.
Hey, Tony, you
don't even call me, so how you gonna be the side?
It's
gonna be a whole nother month.
Hey, that nigga scared, Tony. That nigga don't want that goddamn pussy. That nigga scared.
No, yeah,
that nigga
he is. Normal.
That nigga scared.
He scared of all this freakiness that I got in me that's going to come on out.
Hey, you scared. Nigga, you scared. Hey,
you scared.
I tell y'all what.
Hey, we went to goddamn high school. Nigga, you scared.
Hey, nigga, you scared. Nigga, you scared. All you got to do is meet me down that show. Meet me down that show and bust up.
Nigga, you scared.
Meet me down that show.
You scared.
We'll see what's happening. Get on down that show. Get on down to the show and bust it up. We'll see what's happening.
That's not a problem.
All right, we
gonna. Yeah, I told you, nigga. What's happening? You just bullshit. You scared?
Hey, we gonna see what's happening.
Nigga, you scared? You know, I told you, nigga. Name the time and place. She there, nigga. She done got 10 lashes on the motherfucking show, nigga. Like niggas nothing. Nigga.
I like the audience.
Wow. Skype.
You got Skype?
Say what?
Do you Skype? No, you don't Skype. You don't know what I'm saying.
I don't know. We're going to find out.
You need to find out. Google it. S-K-Y-P-E. And then get back at us.
Okay.
S-K-Y-P-E.
Hey, everybody on the show, man. If you got Skype, y'all highlight me, man. I ain't got no Skype for the show, but Skype me at Blizzm with an underscore at the end. B-L-I-Z-M with underscore at the end. Skype me. Holler at your boy. Just in case y'all didn't know why I was on Skype. All right, Tanya. Well, okay. We're riding down to the show, but before I go, I'm going to ask you one more question, Tanya. So you said, have you ever had a side piece and you've been in a relationship?
Okay, I couldn't hear you. It was breaking up.
Have you ever had a side piece? Well, you have been in a relationship and you had a side piece?
No.
Damn.
I've never been in a relationship that had a side piece. Now, I've been in a relationship where they have had a side piece.
Well, now, we ain't talking about that. That's a whole nother show.
I'm just saying, I've never done it.
Okay, then. All right. All right, Tanya, you got to hang up. We only got 90 seconds left.
All right.
Hold on. I think can you hit the phone before we go? We got 90 seconds.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell the women, please quit falling for the banana in the tailpipe with the I'm about to get a divorce type shit. You automatically make you a side piece.
Shut up. Bye.
That automatically make you a side piece because if they're the best, that means they're married. So you the side piece.
Hey, we gonna
Nobody asked me.
In their radio, man. Episode motherfucking 52 that came after 53. God damn it. The goddamn, you know, what's up with being the side piece. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show, man. We out. You understand? Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Holler at us, man.
Yeah!
Peace.